This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Caught you all today.
Yeah, you did. Hey, we're all falling asleep at the pre-show. Late for the pre-show. Late again. You're late again.
Caught y'all. Don't forget when you go to O'Mara's.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Let me get my DJ voice on.
Yeah. Tune it up.
Powerful. Good effort.
Me. Yeah, let me see. Hold on. Is this thing turned on?
Lower. Activate.
Oh, I bet you're on the wrong page.
Me.
Trying to get the thing up. This is Hank's Look Around Cafe. Figured out now.
What's the thing?
When you go to Mike's, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you order the beef, technically you're getting beef, yeah. But I urge you to look at the menu because Mike spells it B-I-E-F.
Yeah.
And if you ask...
Not real beef.
If you ask, they'll say the I is silent.
Right.
So if you go and say you want roast beef, well, you think you're going to get roast beef, instead you get...
It's actually beef processed product.
And it's spelled...
Imitation beef processed product.
B-I-E-F.
Right, exactly. That's how they get you.
You know what I like there is the faux le mignon.
Yes, it's all one big ruse. Not a real steak sold in the whole joint.
Ever.
But you won't know the difference.
No, you won't. It's better. I think it's better than the
Some
real.
Some people say it's better than beef.
It's better than the real. Yeah. B-I-E-F.
That's, in fact, that might be a good slogan. It's better than the real.
My family is nuts. I will give you more on this later.
Oh, good. I mean, about giving us more.
Give us more. Later.
Tell me more.
Like days later.
Oh.
You always can have a table waiting for
there
you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Thank you, Rob.
Tables are real.
Listen, hold on a second. Hey, how you doing, everybody? Good afternoon to you. Hip Hop Hall of Fame opens this fall in New York City. Hey, Mike, the admission?
Yeah.
50 Cent.
Girl, oh, you're good. That look in your eyes.
It's Mac Davis. Here's Mac Davis. Wow.
Okay.
Getting our money's worth.
So, well, I mean, you guys can get a job on QSR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ba da 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 da. Here's Mac Davis to sing for you.
Yeah.
I had a disc jockey work for me years ago that said that. Here's Willie Nelson at a country station. Here's Willie Nelson to sing for you. I wanted to stab him in the eye.
What else is he going to do
as
for you?
To
you
one.
Can call Don and Mike.
Hold on a second. Sorry about that. Got a flab on the fingertips this afternoon. Make it too past the hour. How are you today, Mike?
I'm just fine, Don, and yourself?
I'm doing great because the new Darth Vader costume for the new Star Wars movie is going to be out. If you buy the DVD collection of the trilogy, you'll get to see it. Or you can wait 9 seconds and see it on the internet.
303!
Fans can get a first look at the new Darth Vader costume from the next Star Wars if they buy the DVD collection of the trilogy, or if they wait 9 seconds, it will be on the internet.
You know what's good about that?
What?
The short setup.
Now there's one from the controversial pile here.
That's controversy.
So I just want to say we aim to offend.
Very good.
Next, prepared DJ joke.
Right. That is a warning.
DJ. Hi there, everybody. D-O-N-I with you. So, sources now say The Passion of the Christ unlikely to find a home on the four big TV networks. It's hard to believe that a business owned by Jews wouldn't want to show that movie. Huh? Weird.
Yes, that's prepared comedy.
Wow. Incidentally, I'm reading that as is. Hard to believe a business owned by Jews wouldn't want to show that movie, period. Ooh. Then it says, huh, period.
Uh-huh, of course.
Weird.
It was written.
Period.
Yeah, that's exactly how it should be delivered. Either that or another Barry Bonds joke.
Yeah.
Is there a Barry Bonds joke today?
No, I don't think there is.
Oh, damn.
No, but I do have a... And then there's a quickie. Well, you got a record, you got to play, you got to get it on right away. Just say, hey, what hunky Latin actor is most popular with the Palestinians, Mike?
What's that?
Lorenzo Hamas. Oh, it's the long version. I could have stretched it out. His name, Lorenzo Hamas.
Yeah, I got it, Rob.
sorry. I was
this is a tutorial and funny. See, I can remember them like that. Aren't I good?
They send this stuff now every day. We're not paying for this, right? This is like a trial subscription?
Yeah, and it seems to be staying the same.
Oh, I like it.
I do, too.
I like it.
So you think you're going to buy it?
No, but keep sending it. Okay. I love it. I love it for the beginning of the show. Mike?
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. We are.
Hello.
Now, look at
this.
Julie.
Yeah.
With the guy. Oh,
let's
get him out
of here. Story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Must be whack.
Nice fellas, Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie.
Afternoon. This is Nelson. And all the ships at sea. If anyone asks, say we were watching The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Here's Don Geronimo. And Mike.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday.
Yes.
04-21.
04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. Yes. April 21. Odd 4.
And here's the phone number you can call from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada. Call 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C., on WJFK 202-432-1067. And look at this. I'm going to show some restraint. I'm not going to talk about my Nazi Fagan family today.
Okay. You're going to hold back today?
I think so. I think I'll wait.
Even though it is therapeutic for you to do that.
I think I will wait. I will wait for further evidence to come in over the next 24 to 48 hours.
That's
before
fair.
Making my final assessment on this quarterly report on the mental status of my family. Suffice it to say that right now, I'm the clear leader, and I'm an idiot. I'm a buffoon. I'm a moron. I'm a blowhard. I'm a braggart. I'm a jerk face.
And yet?
Yet I, right now,
yes.
I am, as far as it goes, being mentally balanced in my family. And I'm talking about, now I'm not talking about Sam and Fred. I'm just talking about...
You're the seat of stability.
I'm talking about the nuclear family.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Frida, Bart. Us, loving American family. Right now, as it stands today, yeah. I hold the crown.
Yeah, you're the normal one.
I think so. And I wish I could tell you why. But another time.
Someday. Another time. You can always file that and bring it out when you need to.
I shall.
Forward to your quarterly report.
I shall. Let's see. What is this? From a phone call from Baltimore. Rich.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Hi, I hear your voice all day long on 105.7.
Good.
How is that possible, Rob?
I don't know. Did they make a promo with me or something?
Aren't you reading commercials for them?
Oh, yeah, I did a commercial up there, yeah.
Wow. You whore. Listen to the selective memory.
No, he knows. Oh, he knows every penny he's made in the last hour.
My voice is on Live 105. Why would that be? Oh, are they running that thing? Oh, that commercial.
I did a brief little commercial for them at an exorbitant rate.
Who'd you do a spot for, Rob? Because I know you remember. Come on, Steel Trap.
Not going to mention it yet because they haven't paid me.
Oh.
Heck is, as they say... In the mail.
Hold on. That's your first mistake. I thought I learned you good.
Yeah,
I thought I learned you better than that.
Yeah, well,
so it's on the air and they haven't paid you. That's not good.
I know. Anyway, but Dave Carberry, I will tell you this. You just missed a free mention if you had been more timely in paying your talent.
Yeah, Dave.
That's, you know,
you learned him good on that one.
Mm-hmm. I guess
that's a good tease right there.
All right, see you later.
See you, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. See you, bye.
Bash Sean Anderson,
B-A-H. you know, back in its time,
mm-hmm.
Bah was actually as popular as Seacrest. Out. There was a time when, if you were called, and I'm talking about like Dirty Harry time,
yeah,
like right before Dirty Harry, Bah. You know, it was just the thing to say. Everybody would mm-hmm. say it was around the late 70s, early 80s. It would be Bah, and it started in the 70s.
You know what never caught on, which I always thought I thought it would, and I wished it would, was Charlie Sheen from the movie Wall Street when he would say, "Okay, I'll talk at you."
Okay.
Always like that slick one.
You thought that would be a
I thought that was the next big thing, and for like weeks I used it and alienated hundreds of friends.
And you know what's coming on strong? is bye-bye then.
Bye-bye then.
Yeah.
Now, that was started, of course, by Dick Van Patten.
Exactly.
As all great things are started.
Bye-bye then.
Read your Bible. Right there. You're going to see it. I think it's on page 56. I hate to bring the Lord's name into the show so early,
but
I will.
Yeah, Paul's first letter to the Van Patten.
His name is His name is Jesus, and he is a Democrat. And
thanks to that guy that sent me the T-shirt. I got a great T-shirt today that said, Jesus is a Democrat. I figured that'll annoy a lot of people because I'm going to be wearing it real soon.
Not only is Jesus a Democrat, Jesus a friend, Jesus also very influential with the Van Patten family.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. They were there.
Yeah, God's their co-pilot.
They were there. Some say, you know, Jesus, Richard, Dick Van Patten,
yes.
Richard Van Patten.
Richard.
And I got into this discussion. Hold on, let me get off topic for a second. How do you get Dick out of Richard?
I don't know how they did that.
You know, there are some that I get.
Fascinating. That's a very good question.
There are some that I get. Mm-hmm. Like I get, if a guy's name is William, you'll call him Bill.
Mm-hmm.
But why is a guy, but really,
let's think about that. Why Bill?
But, yeah. But hold on. But, well, because Bill sounds like Will. It's at least you got three of the same four letters, and then you get like the John Kennedy.
Yeah.
Why is a John a Jack?
Yeah.
Why is
an Edward a Ted?
Why is Richard a Dick? Why is Margaret sometimes Peggy?
That's the hardest one to understand.
And this is what started me on this entire thing. Hold on. Let me just go back to the other point. Dick Van Patten is in the
Bible. Getting dizzy here.
Dick Van Patten is in the Bible.
Yes. Well, back in the Bible, yes.
Now, I was talking with my wife, and she said, Peggy called. One of our friends called. Peggy called. I said,
you mean Margaret?
And she said later, when the phone rang, and she said, I'm on the phone. And I said, who are you on the phone? She said, Margaret. So I'm standing, I'm like hovering over, going, who are you talking? She said, Margaret. I said, who are you talking? She kind of says, hold on a second, Peggy. And I said, you're talking to Peggy. She said, you are a moron. Get out of here. So
is Margaret Peggy?
Yes.
I hadn't heard that.
I never knew that.
Well, at least in this, have you ever heard that, Rob? Well, I know
Aunt Peggy is Margaret.
I know a lady.
Peggy is Margaret. I mean, Peggy, I never knew that there was name for Peggy.
Frida says this to me like I should know this. It's common knowledge. And then I start thinking, and I wanted to mention this on the show, that I can see William to Bill.
Can Margaret also be Meg?
Yes.
And Margie.
And Margie.
Madge.
But right. But Peggy?
When did Margaret become so unpopular? Well, it's Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, and incidentally, the good name now is like, it has to be like a car name. Dakota.
Dakota?
That's a good metrosexual name.
Savannah. That's a porn star's name.
Yeah, you got to go with the cars, I think.
More porn stars are doing our Mercedes, Alexis as their first names now.
Mm-hmm. My name is Lexus Seacrest.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic. I'm Yukon.
I guess Caprice. Is that too gay?
Yeah,
hi.
GM product.
Hi, this is Caprice.
Hi, my name is Caprice.
How about you name a kid after an engine?
Hemi.
I like that.
Hey, Hemi.
You see, I missed it just by that much. I named my son 502.
Get out of here. Mr. Goodwrench, get out of here. We're trying to do a show.
He's a gearhead. You know, among the many things in that giant oversized brain is a knowledge of engines.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to know from somebody is first, really, how do you get Peggy from Margaret?
Mm-hmm.
And second, after all the guys out there that are named Richard, who's the first guy that said, you know what would be a good nickname? Don't call me Rich. Don't call me the R-Man. Call me Dick.
Call me Dick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who really...
I don't know.
Get back to me on that answer.
The things we wonder about.
So I watched American Idol last night. Everybody watched American Idol last night.
I have two new fans of American Idol. I brought two more fans into the fold. My daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth, loved the show. Did not like the redhead.
I don't think the redhead boy is out tonight.
Mm.
I
think he's going to hang in there?
I'm going to stick with the pudgy 16-year-old girl, Diana, Dina, whatever her name is. I think she's out. But either way.
DeGarmo, is that her name? DeGarmo, DeGarmo?
First, what's up with Paula Abdul that she had a sling on?
Simon.
Yeah,
Simon roughed her up.
I don't know, but she had a sling on last night. There was also an awkward moment where Simon was playing a little like thumb tag with Ryan Seacrest.
And Simon really hurt Ryan Seacrest, who's very fragile.
while they were introducing somebody.
What goes on in that show? You got to be very aware of that.
And I don't know if you watch it, but while this was going on, while they were introducing whoever the hokey diva is that's coming out to sing, while they're having their playful little shoving match, Barry Manilow stands up And he's saying to Simon and Ryan Seacrest, stop it, she's going to perform now.
Right.
I mean, because, you know, could be thinking a theory.
Well, Simon doesn't respect the performance, which is part of my enjoyment. When you'll see, like, you see the judges down, they get a long shot, and you see Simon, like, leaning over and talking to Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow wanting to listen to the performance, and Simon's just...
A lot of times, Simon is turned around, not even facing the performer.
I like Simon more and more as every week goes by.
And... How great is he that when Red and listen, Simon's already.
I think, would you agree the funny, and you know, maybe because we're.
No, listen, Mike.
I think it's funny. The funniest line that's ever been delivered on American Idol.
I agree. And here's why you should listen to what this guy Simon says. That's funny. Listen to what Simon says. Simon says last night on this show.
So funny.
First he says, this is going to be a competition of divas.
Right.
Then he says to both Jennifer Hudson and to Fantasia, I think of those two, he said, do you think you could win?
Right.
Okay, so he's already said it's going to be the girls' contest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be down to these two girls. So the red-haired boy comes up, and he picks Mandy, which is, you know, a song, Christ, I could sing. That song.
And he's talentless.
That's
oh, Mandy, where your time on your game. It's like, shut up.
It was almost spoken word at some point. Walked away when love was mine. Lost the man that love was mine.
Just, I mean, no energy, and he's so awkward.
Oh, wow. Mandy, well, you came and you gave. I'm doing a better job than he did.
He's the kid that was always in chorus.
But I still think he's gonna make it.
I don't, because I think he got too creepy at the end when he reached out and it looked like he was trying to choke Mandy. I mean, that gesture at the end.
Oh, Mandy.
So here's why Simon Cowell is simply the greatest.
It's the best. I think it's his best line. And I do. You, all right. The only question I would have for you when he delivered this line. I believed that popped into his head during the show. I don't think that was premeditated. I really don't. I think some of the stuff is...
The best lines
pop
in.
It was so funny. He cracked himself up.
I agree and disagree. And I way overanalyzed the show. I'll tell you what happened. This is so funny. The redhead boy gets done singing. He sucks. And Simon says to him, you're a nice young man.
You're a nice guy.
You're a nice guy. You're not going to win this competition. You're a nice guy. I just want to say, you're a nice guy. And then... It's like they let him off the hook, and then he goes, well, now...
I finally figured something out.
Who you look like. I've been looking at you for weeks and weeks, and I know it now. It's Stan Laurel.
Of Laurel and Hardy.
And they go to a shot of the kid's face.
Mm-hmm. And he
and
is,
the kid is
Stan Laurel.
It's dead on. I am really laughing at the television.
And the reason is, it's not that it's a recent, you know, obviously it's not a topical, timely reference, but it is so accurate.
And the poor, dumb redhead kid is just looking at the
gives
camera.
Him like a Stan Laurel look.
He's looking at right.
And my jaw's on him.
He's like, what? Now, here's the thing. I think it was a spur-of-the-moment thing that maybe...
I think it was, yeah.
However, I also think that it's partly calculated that Simon thinks the redhead guy is going to be gone.
He's going to be out of there, so give him his best finger for the last.
You know, imagine this, and he said, yeah, you're a nice boy. I just told him he's a nice boy. He won't be back on the show next week. What do I want to call him? That's it. Stan Laurel, say it. Say it, Simon. Say it.
Laurel and Hardy, and he cracked himself up. And he cracked himself up because it is so... remarkably dead on. You could put him in the little, like, 1920s or 30s or whatever. 30s,
yeah.
I mean, they were like silent movies.
Well, you would remember, Buzz.
Yeah. remember, I helped him film it.
Oh, my God, that was funny.
And Barry Manilow looks like he should be on the show The Swan. himself like he should be on that show.
Barry Manilow.
God damn.
I mean, that is just, that face is, that was always a bad face, but it's gotten worse with age.
Oh, it's so bad. It is so bad.
Things that were small are getting smaller. Things that are big are getting bigger. It's like Bizarro Manilow.
And you know, he did the formula that's been incorporated by some of their guests on American Idol, where you say something nice about each and every contestant, which is, I like Quentin Tarantino because he brought a little edge to it.
Well, they were singing his songs, but also, listen, I'm no homo, but I like Barry Manilow. Go ahead, stone me if you like.
Homo!
I like Barry Manilow, and I probably am... an aficionado of most of his hit package.
You know that.
Well, you had to play a lot of them. So, yeah, you're looking at a body of work that I would say off the top of my head, probably 20 number one records.
Yeah.
Probably 20 more records that were in the top 40. But, I mean, some records that are just, you know, I don't care if you're a fag or not, there back in the day, there were people listened to, and they're good catchy songs. He wrote jingles to begin.
He wrote McDonald's jingles. Well, back in the day when he came out with some of his ballads, they were smash hits, and that's what people were listening to.
That's the point. You got all of these songs. I'm going to sound like a giant faggot.
About an hour later, it was like you wanted to throw them away.
How come none of these people who want to show their range and show that they're all like Macy Gray? Why did this song like could it be magic? Could this be the magic? Now, see, now you're giving me that look that says I'm a fag.
I'm really disappointed they didn't do that.
And, Mike, what about You Know I Can't Smile Without You?
That's a great song. I agree with you there. I'm not going to give you the look.
And here's a big, like, Brady Bunch.
You know what? Red would have been better doing You Know I Can't Smile Without You.
Daybreak. That's another, or I used to call it Gay Break.
How does Gay Break go? I forgot.
Because it's Daybreak.
No.
Everyone, I believe. Well, they could have, like, done it in that American Idol style. and none of them did Copacabana.
Copacabana should have been done.
And it Looks Like We Made It.
You know, Red should have done Copacabana. You know, Red
I write
done
the songs. Mm-hmm. Even now, listen to me. I am a walking, I feel like Dick
Clark. No, but you're talking about Copacabana. I write the songs. Those are big hits.
So
and they did some weird stuff.
Here's the point. Out of all those songs, thank you, Mike. Get me back on track. Out of all those songs at the library, like them or hate them, very identifiable, known songs, the first girl sings a song that I know is like an album cut.
Right.
And, God, you have to be a giant drag queen to know that, and I'm sorry, but I am, to know that the song that she did was like on his third album, never released as a single. And then later in the competition, one of the girls does a song, I'm stumped. I've never heard of it in my life. I'm thinking, why wouldn't you get something at least remote that you could make remotely sound like the year 2004?
The best choice was Fantasia's, who did Miracle and did it in that gospel way, and I thought that was still, once again, that's 2 weeks in a row where I think she was the best going away. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that Miracle. That's the only thing. What she's doing is she's in this competition, and I sound like Simon F. She's in this competition, and what she's doing is she is actually taking the song and making it her own, and Red looks like Laurel and Hardy. And the kid gives her the looks. It's like,
that's the greatest.
Isn't that the only look that kid has, too? That little,
yeah. He's so limited. God. And incidentally, you know, the only person he's had sex with is up on stage with him. You know that.
I know.
You know that. And
he is.
You can take that one of two ways. Either that he's had sex with Ryan Seacrest, or he's never had sex with anybody.
Either way.
But either way, you know, that kid just needs, he needs to wait, you know.
He's asexual.
Here's the thing. He got to wait for he's got to wait for them to drop. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just, they're still way high up in his body.
Oh, but that, you know, talk about crystallizing it with that kid. That was fantastic.
That was maybe
the... He is really, of all the guys that Simon's gotten on, that's the guy he's really nailed.
Hold on, here's a Paula Abdul update from Amanda. Good. Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that Paula, what happened was she had a manicure done, and somehow her nail got infected. And she actually had to have it removed.
I don't buy that. It's one of two things. Either she was picking a big booger out of her nose.
So she's got like a Rosie O'Donnell staph infection?
I'm not exactly sure, but it was just, I guess, dirty utensils that were used when she had a manicure and they cut her and it got infected.
But why would she be in a sling then?
Because the nail was removed and they had to have it, you know, away from her body and it has to heal correctly.
Do you think she was on Oxycontin last night? Baby Blues sitting next to Simon. Oh, bowels.
I don't doubt you for a second. Probably was an infected nail, but it's very Hollywood to have to put the entire arm in a sling.
Sure. You know, she's probably a baby about it.
Sure. Bowels akimbo, nails crumbling.
Get me Paula Abdul. She's addicted to Schedule 3 narcotics.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know. I love you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Nail, bad nail. What is this? Carol.
Yes.
Hello, Carol.
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Oh, I love you guys. Listen, what is that cheap radio station of yours going to do something for your 20 years together?
Well, we're jumping the gun on that a little bit.
And the answer is, when it happens, never. But thank you for remembering.
Just keep calling.
Current.
We love you.
Thank you. We know Mike and Isaac are entering our 19th year of service.
Yes, amen. Are we in our 19th?
Yes,
we are. In our 19th year.
Yes, we are, and we will begin our 20th year of service.
In December.
In December of this year.
That's when we have the year of celebration.
Or is it next year?
I think right now we determined you're in your 20th season, and I think that's what sounds best.
Well, I thought we were in our 19th season.
No, your 20th season. But you haven't completed 20 yet.
It won't be 20 years until you finish the year.
We have a bumper that says 20th season, so somehow...
No, he's right because it's...
It must be true, then.
We went on the air, we went on 1985, December of 85.
Right, so... Starting this December, we'll start our 20th year of service.
When it's December of 2005, that will be...
That'll be the anniversary.
That'll be 20 years.
Then we'll start our 20th...
So December this year, we begin our 20th year of service.
That's right.
We are now in our 19th year of service.
But let's call it 20th season.
Why?
Because we have a bumper. I don't know. I thought we calculated 20 seasons somehow.
No, it was 85 we started.
Okay.
Because even...
That's a long time ago.
Because even if you went BM... Before Mike, when I was on WAVA, that was still like a year. It would still throw it way too far off. So, no, you're right.
We started working December of 85.
Do it in your head, Rob.
Mm. Come on.
I can do it off the top of my head. That's what
it
is.
You're right.
So, where are you getting the 20th season from?
It just sounds so good.
Well, you have to
wait till December. Beginning our 20th season.
Nearing your 20th season.
And here's what I think, and I say this to the people that it will fall on deaf ears, so I say it for just the heck of it.
Yeah.
But the 20th season, the year, should be marked by various celebrations.
Yes, throughout the
quarterly?
Year.
That we have nothing
Let
to do with.
Let me quote Aerosmith. Dream on.
Dream on.
Hello, Michelle. Are you a manaholic?
I am.
A manaloic? Wait, what do you call it? Are you one of those broads that loves Barry Manilow?
I love Barry Manilow.
Love him.
I'm 39 years old, so I grew up with Barry Manilow.
That's right, honey.
And my husband and I got into a fight last night about it. Because
he's a lucky guy.
I have always loved Barry Manilow, and I still have all his records, and I have all the CDs, and I play him. And when he came on last night, he wanted to watch some show, and I commandeered the TV, and he slept on the couch last night.
Oh, you really? It was that much of a battle?
Mm. Well,
if you don't like, and I speak for, let me put it this way. I can understand the people that have a little issue with Barry Manilow. I can see where it would be that passionate an argument.
Yeah, you might want to get past that. Try some new music.
He keeps saying that he's gay, and I keep arguing that he's not.
Honey, please. Please.
Well,
have you ever seen Mrs.
Hello,
Manilow? Hey, hold on. Hello.
He was married.
Hello. Two things. Have you ever seen a Mrs. Manilow? Have you ever seen him like... And I'm talking, and I'm a Manilow fan too, but go back to way back in the beginning. You ever seen him with any broad besides Bette Midler who is a fag hag? No. Never. And may I also please say, he is this generation's Liberace. You know it.
Well, he's not flagrant about it.
No, he's not flaming. No, he's not.
No, he's not flaming. He's not flagrant about it. You are so flagrant with your homosexuality.
I put Barry Manilow in the same category of the Carpenters. It's that kind of music.
Yes,
safe.
Well,
but sexually boring.
But sexually, Karen really liked guys.
Did she?
And as far as Richard, or it should be Dick Carpenter.
Wasn't Richard gay?
I think he was.
I think so. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Wasn't that a rumor?
True.
I mean,
you better not get on Don about liking Barry Manilow because
I'm not getting on anybody for liking Barry Manilow. But let me just say, I can identify with your husband.
Mm-hmm. I like Barry Manilow, but I probably would have had to sleep on the couch too.
Let me put it to you this way, and this balances it out. When they announced on American Idol a couple of weeks ago that they were going to do the music of Elton John, I went. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
When they made the announcement it was going to be Barry Manilow, my shoulders slumped a little bit. Because I'm like,
And me.
You don't have an appreciation for a musical genius.
Yes, all of it. Mike, I stand in unison. I stand in line hand in hand with my housefrows across America.
I know you do, and this is good. This is
we
good
love,
for you. And
we love our Barry Manilow.
I will be on the outside looking in on this.
I got to go, guys. I love your show.
Thanks. Of course you do.
Goodbye.
Very busy.
Of course, you're very busy. Things to do. You're on a national radio show. Because you like Barry Manilow. That's why you have to go.
You'll be pleased to know that Barry performs tonight.
Oh, really?
You just saved my evening, Rob.
Turn up the reverb.
I thought it would be a Manilow-free evening.
No, he's back for another live show.
I will say this nice about Barry Manilow.
What?
Please to say something nice.
Always. Please, always to be saying something nice.
The way they did his songs last night, nobody can do the songs like he does. I mean, he's so good. He's fantastic.
You know what? You've just sold yourself as a Barry Manilow fan.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
No.
Is he a good musician?
You know who's higher on my list than Barry Manilow?
Who?
Neil Diamond.
I could make a case if you're a Neil Diamond fan, you're just as gay.
Yeah, I know you could, but I was just trying to legitimized by
Franklin Rosie, get on board.
Song, song, blue, everybody knows one.
That's
quick. We're coming to America.
That's what he. Now, at least Barry Manilow still wears like regular man clothes.
Oh, no, I'm sure. You could check some Barry Manilow concerts, and I could. You know, you could go through the archives.
Specifically, though.
Where the sequined American flag.
Yeah, Neil Diamond did We're Coming to America.
You know, Neil is very proud of the fact that he wears like glass beaded shirts because he says it helps everyone in the arena see me.
Okay.
He might be our Liberace.
Hold on, we got one more call.
About what season we're in.
David, from the basement of the science building, is what Joe put on the screen. David.
Yes, hey. The reason I was calling, you're actually in your 20th season because if you started in 85, day one of 1985 was your first season. So you are now on your
20th. No. Here's where you're mistaken, my friend. And shouldn't you really be in line for that new Star Wars movie? I know it's not out for another 3 years or whatever. No, listen, here's the deal. We didn't go on together as Don and Mike until December of 1985.
Oh, right. So it's been in December. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
okay,
we this
hey, are you there?
December we started our
no.
19th.
Are you still there?
He's trying on a Darth Vader costume.
I wanted him to say I like the mysticism.
What is this?
Just a nice picture. Joe brought in for you.
All right. Barry Manilow did wear some gay shirts.
There you go.
But I still think that Neil Diamond, when he did like Coming to America.
You know what? I think they both went to the same posing coach. Because they both have the same poses.
They do.
Did you see
them? Nice.
Remember when they were doing the little retrospective on Barry, and you see that one little thing where he's just doing the little dance, and he's a master showman.
Whenever you hear that,
master showman,
that means he's over.
run for your life.
Get out of here.
Very nice.
Master showman.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show. Working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a Puerto
Rican first, I'm a darling?
Yes, my darling.
There she is.
Do you want to... I leave it up to you. I've said that you're nuts. I'm not saying...
I don't mind
I've
you
not
saying
said why.
That I'm going to go with a friend. Are you talking about tonight?
Yes.
I don't mind you saying that. I mean, it's interesting. I have a friend that I met that from work that used to dance at an exotic club, and she told me one day at work that occasionally she'll go with her girlfriends, and I said, oh, take me, because I think it would be interesting to go with someone who knows the ropes and get the inside scoop. It's like an episode of HBO, but in real life. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going for any kind of perverse.
No.
So you're going to a strip club?
Yes.
With a friend who used to dance at a club.
Okay. Here's...
And then I met at work, so I think it's
why you're
interesting.
Nuts. I mean, here's why you're nuts. You used to go crazy when we would have naked girls on the show.
Okay, but that's different. I'm not getting hot and bothered. I'm there
really?
Because to have a drink and like I watch an HBO show.
Well, except when you're watching the HBO show, some guy's big hammy hands, his big meatloaf-smelling fingers aren't going to be touching you going, are you one of the girls that works here?
Why you're uptight. And I thought, why does it bother you if I went and looked at naked girls anyway? But then I realized...
No, listen, nothing bothers me. You're just
know
nuts.
That there are probably horny guys there, and that's what worries you.
I think probably the thing would be that usually when I am in those type of establishments... And I see a woman come in, I think two things.
She's a whore?
No, I think first that, maybe. Yeah. And secondly, if she's with another woman, I think she's a lesbian.
Oh, cool.
I mean, that's just the truth.
Listen, I have no hang-up.
After however many years, I don't worry about what people think, especially people I don't know.
I have no hang-up.
I applaud you for that.
In real life, I have no hang-up with you going there. What I just don't follow... the logic that for years and years...
I should point out, too, when I think those things,
yeah,
both of them are a turn-on.
When we would have naked girls on the show, or we'd have girls, and you'd always go, no, 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 no. Or
I remember you had to turn your back one time. You had to be blindfolded a couple of times.
That's right.
You know what? Because I don't want to touch them. That's the difference.
And honey, when we had girls in here, since when did we ever touch any girl?
I didn't say you did. I said, I don't want to touch them.
What are you doing right now?
I'm getting ready to go get a manicure.
Watch out for those infected instruments.
Hey, that's what was wrong with Paula Abdul last night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they say. A caller said that the reason her arm was in a sling is because she had an infected nail from a bad manicure, and they had to remove the nail, and that's why her arm was in a sling.
And your name is Frida Enigma, because I don't know anything about you, Frida Enigma.
Frida Enigma.
That's right.
I find it fascinating that you thought you were okay with that when I mentioned this to you last week, and because you thought I was going to watch male strippers. Now, that doesn't bother you. It bothers you that I'm watching females.
It doesn't bother me.
But it makes you more uncomfortable than I'm watching females.
It makes me think you're nuts. Because
you were okay with me going to see some, you know, guys dance.
When you said you're going to a club with girls, a sex thing, I thought, well, you're going to go to Chippendales or something. I mean, I'm fine with you going to this club. I don't get it. Like I said, you're nuts. I just don't get it. I mean,
and there are other clubs down there too.
Well, baby, these are the ABC of me.
That's where we paid off our bet for Club Wet down the gay bar. Right.
All I can say is, you know, the swan is emerging.
I particularly am not checking into gay men, but I enjoyed that. That was interesting too.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think I've presented my audience. My blanket statement was simply, my family is nuts. I will not elaborate on my son at this moment.
I'm curious to what she's going there. There must be, you're going because a friend's going. That's why.
A friend who used to dance, so it's like, go and have a drink and get the expert's opinion, and just do a little.
The cook's tour.
Right. See?
It's a tour.
Everybody there with me on this now?
Yeah.
That she's nuts?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anything shaky going on. I just think she's nuts.
Well, women, here's the deal. If you have a Playboy magazine and there's a woman around, I've always known, you know, whenever one will float around the building, you ever notice how women are always curious? Like, women will say, oh, well, let me look at that.
Yeah, yeah, but hold on.
I think women are curious about women's
this is not
body.
Women, though. This is Frida.
I'm willing to bet you money that I'll see another woman not dancing, a woman customer.
Oh, that's not a bad bet.
No. Well, probably, but how about a woman customer who's not there to find someone or to get money out of somebody's pocket? I'll bet anything on this one, and I mean this. You find another, you're not a soccer mom, so I don't want to say soccer mom.
Another middle-aged woman?
Yeah, you find another middle-aged woman driving her SUV, going down there wearing,
Right.
Listen about this thing you're having done right now.
Yeah.
Learn the lesson from Paula Abdul. Luxury can kill you.
All right, I got to go because I'm holding up the whole line.
Honey, last thing here.
Yeah.
When we were talking about Peggy, remember we were talking about Margaret to Peggy?
Yes.
How do you get from Margaret to Peggy?
I didn't make the rules, darling. Peggy is a nickname for Margaret, just like Dick is a nickname
for
Richard.
Honey, I already said that we had this whole discussion.
I can't help it. That's the way it is.
Okay, I never heard of
that.
Maybe
you could ask around the club tonight.
Sugar, you know our good friend, Peggy? What the real name is?
Yes, I know. I already said all this on the air that you told me it's Margaret.
I got another bet that I'll lay down there.
What's that?
That name Peggy, you won't have any of the dancers name that when they get up on the stage.
I know. And none named Frida either, I guarantee you.
You're nuts. You're just nuts. All That's all of you. All right, I love
Goodbye,
you. I'll see
sweetie.
You.
Goodbye, sweetie. Love you, too.
Really, go figure. It's like, you know, for all those years that we could have had naked girls on the show, she was Miss Prude. Now that we're doing the show without the naked girls,
she's running down there with a buddy of hers.
Going to go see what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, will we be able to get a full report?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it. It's still on a certain level. It still turns me on.
Not me.
Really. Because it's your wife.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe that's it.
It's gross.
It probably wouldn't be a turn on for the husband to think of your wife down there. In fact, it would probably be anxiety laden.
No, I'm fine with that. You know, it's just she's going to have to take a full blood test before she gets back into my bed.
What do you think the reasons are? I think she's curious.
I have no idea.
She's curious.
This is something she said to me like
over the weekend, she said, oh, yeah, and it's blah, blah, blah. You know, it's when she talks, it's like the Charlie Brown teacher. It's like there's so much goddamn information.
A blizzard of words.
You know, and all I really want
to know it well.
All I want to know is, why is it taking 34 friggin' days to fix a bathroom in my house? That's all I ask.
Over a month, huh?
That's all I ask. I want a place to do the three S's.
Mm-hmm. You're well into your second month.
Yeah, and no sign is, and I don't want to tick off the people that are working in the house because they're great people. But no sign in sight that this thing's going to be done anytime in the remote future. Not at all. And I don't feel too emasculated taking my shower and shaving in my son's bathroom.
Oh,
you know, because it's I mean, even though he's gone, he's at college, but still, it's like. It's got all of his boy stuff in there, you know, his 19-year-old kid stuff, and everything is like...
Toiletries for the team.
Yeah. Everything's middle-sized, and everything is his.
Yeah.
You know, all my stuff is in boxes.
You know, what is disturbing, when I go up to my sister's place up in Boston, and I use my nephew, who is very close, about a year younger than your son, I use... that bathroom, and I, too, am disturbed at toiletries for the teen.
Yeah, and...
You know, you got that stuff in there that's just, you know, it doesn't interest
me. And it's different because he's my son, and I love him.
Clear everything off the vanity.
Put
my Old Spice up there.
For a couple of days, it was okay. You know, now as we're entering week number five of my house held hostage, as you know, meanwhile, this has not affected Frida because everything's fine with her, the bathroom that she could.
When you get it done, I'm coming over there just to use it.
I just want to say to the contractor who might be listening to the show now, if you only, and I know you're working hard, but what you saw today, I apologize for.
Ooh.
But there was only one reason that you saw that. Because I hate showering in my kid's room. There's no ventilation in that bedroom, in that bathroom, and it was 100 degrees outside. Here's what happened. I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting for a moment when I can use the bathroom that I shower in, because they're coming in and out of the house. They're finally here working on the bathroom. So I get out of my kid's bathroom, and it's muggy and it's hot, and I open the door, and I'm just standing there in my underpants, and I walked into the computer room because, again, it's my house.
Right.
I walked the computer room because it's so hot in this room. I open the door and it's like the steam comes out.
Right.
Just got my underpants on. I walk out. I take two steps and look to my left. And there's the guy. There's the guy. I see him like through two closet ways fixing the bathroom. And he just looks at me. And I just, now what's he supposed to say to me?
Exactly.
What am I supposed to say? I mean, like, hey.
I noticed you.
How are you?
You're wearing that tank top.
How are you? So it's like he looked away, and then I looked away, and then I slammed the door.
Is that a new tool belt?
I slammed the door, and you know, I'm not going to say anything to these guys because they're working hard, and it's,
well, they, are
it's
they,
all under, you know, Frau Frida.
But can't they also, you know, kick butt?
Well,
like,
I hope so.
Like most construction guys?
I know? Hope so. No. I
don't hurt me.
I think, you know, 5 weeks, okay. I'm fine.
I'm not talking about kick butt on the job. I'm talking about kick your butt.
Oh, yeah, and he could. So I just want to say, please, just put the toilet in. Just the toilet. Let's start with just the...
You know what's happening.
What?
You really know what's happening.
What?
He's working slow on purpose.
Why is that?
For more chance meetings. That's what he's having.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were showering.
Yeah, right. Because I'm so so attractive in my underpants. I'm coming right out of the shower. My hair looking like Nick Nolte. Hi, how are you?
Hey, oh, I caught you again, didn't I?
Did you like some of this, huh?
Oh, my goodness. You need an extra towel?
Hi there, how are you?
What, no, I don't know Conan O'Brien. No, no, I'm not Andy Richter. Hi there, how are you? No, it's not a bodysuit.
Oh, God.
He turns to you, Mr. Source. Your hygiene schedule is like clockwork.
Michael Source.
So anyway, good to get that done. And then she's just nuts. I don't know. I'll get the real story about why she's... It doesn't bother me that she's going there.
Okay.
That I swear to Christ, I have no problem with. It's just there's something hinky about it.
Hinky.
There's just something hinky about it. Well, there's this girl it's that I know. And...
unusual behavior for your wife.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. But let's see.
You know, if I didn't have the kids this week, I would... I'd basically check up on her for you. You know?
What do you mean you'd check up on her for me?
I'd tailor.
stop by the club, you know, drop in.
She wouldn't even know I was in there. I'd be in another section of the club.
Don't worry, Mike.
You know me, any excuse.
I know. But don't worry. Do you, as a matter of fact, with the one, I don't want to say the one, but I think I know the one that she's going to, I think is, back in the day, was one of your favorites.
No, not one of my favorites, but I might have a story that you know that I told you about that. About a friend of mine.
About
a friend of ours.
Yeah, okay.
A friend, right.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
But you almost just said his name.
I know.
Here.
I know.
Hello.
Ah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I
can say it's a friend of mine. A friend of mine puked on the bar there.
Oh, well, that happened.
Can you say that under our new restrictions?
Sure, you can.
Sure, I mean, yeah.
Sure you can. Just don't mention he's a lawyer.
No, I didn't say that.
I didn't either.
Right. Hey, no. He was going in. He goes in with the microphone. He kind of leans into the microphone like a cobra waiting to strike. That's the story.
Jerry, Don and Mike show. Hello, Jerry.
Radio God. What's
Hi
that?
There.
Don.
Yes.
Take that bathroom and make it your own bathroom.
Oh, hold on a second. Where's the guy about Barry Manilow's facelifts? Hold on a second. Is this the guy with Barry Manilow facelifts?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm sorry. I took that other call. My apologies to that guy. What's your name?
Jamie.
Oh, hi there. What about Barry Manilow facelifts?
Hey, how many facelifts do you think that man has had?
Is this just a question, or do you have any information for us?
No, I just have a question.
I think he might have had one, but I don't know. He's still ugly.
He had that whole debacle when he allegedly got up in the middle of the night and was sleepwalking and hit his nose.
And he had a nose job.
So he had to go, and that doesn't look like it came out too good.
No.
Right? That nose job.
You nailed it, though.
There like
is no better line than Barry Manilow should be on the Swan.
All right, thank you. I thought you had something there. See ya.
All right, now.
All right, get out of here. All right.
Bye.
What do you think they could do? They could really do wonders with Barry Manilow if he was on the Swan.
Except he is so effeminate.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do? He would make a pretty decent looking woman. If you
know what would help him?
If you gave him hair extensions, you gave him big breasts.
What would help him, I think it would help a lot of guys if they just went to, if he stopped dyeing his hair blonde. That's what makes him look creepy. You know, he's got that old, like, horrible face, and then he's got that creepy blonde hair.
That's the same Rod Stewart thing.
Yeah.
Except he's like a cleaner Rod Stewart, right?
Yeah, I hear gray is the new blonde. Maybe he should just let it grow out.
Really?
Yes.
Gray's the new
masculine.
Blonde? I thank you and my beard thanks you, Rob.
There you go. That's my wife's going out there tonight. We'll have the report for you on tomorrow's show. Mike, I love it when I can find something to tell you about the great Jermaine Jackson.
Oh, yes, Jermaine Jackson, a wonderful guest on this program.
More Jermaine. Because, as you know, Michael's out there, Tito's out there, Marlon's out there, Jackie's out there, LaToya's out there. I'm doing all this up in my head. Janet's out there getting it done. But Jermaine Jackson has the following quote. Muslims are the new Negroes in America.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody, I want this laminated. I want this put on the wall. Let's see. Michael Jackson continues to fight child molestation allegations. Janet Jackson with the boob, blah, blah, blah. Jermaine Jackson is out there fighting a good fight. Yesterday, he's in the Persian Gulf to promote understanding between Muslims and Americans.
Mm-hmm.
He is both. He's
a Muslim.
And he's an American.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine Jackson didn't give America any love for its treatment of Muslims since 9/11. He said, quote, I think Muslims have become the new Negroes in America. They are being mistreated at the airports everywhere.
Mm.
Now, someone, you know, they do bad stuff. Jermaine Jackson also did condemn Muslim extremism, said, I understand the feelings, but do not approve of the methods. Thank you, right. Jermaine. Mm-hmm. Thank you for clearing that up so that we now know that the Muslims are the new Negroes in America. You figure out whatever you want, what that means.
Thank you, Jermaine. Well, it's nice to see that he is promoting the understanding. And for the Muslims that listen to this show, and there are many of them, I will say,
how you doing,
no
Negroes?
Better person to represent you than Jermaine Jackson. Right?
All you Muslims.
That's a very, very good choice to have Jermaine Jackson out there on the point for the Muslims.
For the Negroes.
That will certainly promote understanding.
Hi, Negroes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
What a dope. What a dope. Is that great? Is that great?
Pretty amazing. Getting, you know, and now he's also been supporting his brother, I think, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
He's all of Michael's brothers.
All over CNN.
That's the support you need.
And if you, you know, if you want the update, of course, we found out on this show that Michael Jackson having the huge mural, wall-sized mural of his family, but blur out the faces of his children.
And don't forget, if you were alone with Michael, and anybody asked you what you were doing, you were watching The Simpsons.
Amorosa. How about Amorosa?
Amorosa! You know this broad from The Apprentice?
Getting more ink and more publicity than the winner.
Mm-hmm. And here's a problem now for Amorosa, that she has a commercial on TV. She's filming a commercial for Clairol, for some hair deal.
Right.
Well, apparently, who makes Clairol? Clairol. They're getting bombarded with calls and emails, and people are organizing a boycott of Clairol products.
Ooh.
Because they don't like Amorosa because she lied during The Apprentice.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Get a life! Now, if you want to go to a website which really has people with a lot of time on their hands,
right.
And count me in because I was there today.
Sure.
It's televisionwithoutpity.com.
Oh.
Let me see. If the Amorosa path is the one that Clairol wishes to go down, there are so many other love-to-hate people. There are so many other love-to-hate people, one poster wrote. What about Hitler? Why not get Hitler to endorse Clairol?
All right, that's it. We're
What about Imelda Marcos? What about Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
He had very nice hair. This is what some idiot said.
It's Amorosa who lied on a TV show.
Right, go to this website.
Live, and I should point out, live when she was playing a game.
This thing that from televisionwithoutpity.com, if you go to the message boards there, and those are always nutty places to go.
Yes, they are.
I mean, you know what's good about message boards is when you log in, if you get to some site and you don't have to have a password, you can just lurk around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there, and at first you look and you go, hey, this is kind of cool. And then you realize that no matter what the topic is, if it's football or if it's cigars, if it's television, if Television Without Pity, you realize There's just five people.
Mm-hmm.
There's just five people.
Creating all the fuss.
Who post all the time.
And two of them are insane.
I noticed this on televisionwithoutpity.com.
Absolutely.
It'll say, when you go there, this Amorosa thing, and all these headings, like,
right.
Amorosa's not, we got boycott Clairol, blah, 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 blah. Well, you go back and you look and you see that there are threads started by one guy.
Yeah, and then he's you see him five or six more times in there.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And a lot of times there's a nice little logo next to, like, what is the...
Hey, you know what that's similar to?
What's that?
You probably would go and check those congressman emails, too, with the indecency right after Janet Jackson. It'd be the same thing.
Yeah, right.
You'd have hundreds of emails sent
correct.
By one individual. Yeah.
So anyway, if you want to laugh, go there. Because the one I pulled was just the one about Hitler and Imelda Marcos. But there's a bunch of crazy hands on that site. And I think that's funny. If you need Barbara Streisand stuff, people who need Barbara are lucky.
Yes. Oh, Barbara.
We need Mike, her.
I need Barbara.
She's selling her stuff.
Why? who are you?
For charity.
Charity.
For charity. Her name is Barbara. That's the name of the auction. The auction is, her name is Barbara.
Her name is Barbara, and she's simply fabulous. And we will have many items that will be...
How much would you pay, Mike?
Let me see.
For the negligee that she wore in The Owl and the Pussycat.
Well, how much would you charge me? I'm not going to give you a number prior to you at
but
least
I'm not
setting
going...
the price at a certain... Why don't you just give me
why
what
don't
it's
you
going
tell
to start?
Me, why don't you tell me what you value it at? And
well,
that's where we
I
can
think
start.
If I told you what I valued it at, that would be just like telling you the price. And then, of course,
and if
what
I was
good
to just,
would that do me
and if I was
looking to get a bargain?
And if I was just to tell you the price, what good would it do me?
It will do you
some room for haggling, yes. And we have to start somewhere.
I don't understand that.
I have the item. You tell me. It's a valuable item.
How much
is it worth to you?
I don't understand.
You're talking about an item that Barbara wore
I'm
in a movie.
She did. I'm asking you to simply give me a bottom line.
Give me a figure.
I can't
give me
possibly
a figure.
Give you a figure.
Well, I can't possibly give you... Okay,
well, then we must conclude our business.
Then here's what I'll say.
All right.
It's priceless. So,
of course it's priceless, but
so,
you want a price for it.
I put a price line.
I'm asking you to start with the bottom, and then we can work something out for it.
I'm asking you to start at the bottom.
I'll make
it. All right, how about this?
Would you like me to make an offer?
Please do.
I will.
Make me an offer.
One penny. A penny.
Are you insulting?
I'm not insulting you. I'm not going to succumb.
All right, I'll stop the negotiations.
All right.
Two pennies.
Yes, it will. We'll continue to the afternoon until we arrive at a mutually beneficial price. And I thank you.
I thank you. My name is Barbara. The auction will be...
Her name is Barbara.
Oh, no, it's the dress that she wore in a TV special.
Oh, my name is
Barbara.
Oh, that's the name of the special.
That's another item.
Well, now you've added value.
See, now, the name of the auction is...
Yes.
Her name is Barbara.
Now you're confusing your customers.
She's going to be auctioning off both the dress from the Owl and the Pussycat.
Yes.
And the dress that she wore on a TV special. My name is Barbara.
Right.
Hence, the auction name, her name is Barbara.
Has it been laundered?
These are questions that I am more than willing to answer to someone who's a real, legitimate customer.
I understand this. Well, perhaps I'm not going to bid on you. I'm not going to play your game. But I could give you a new name for the auction.
What's that?
Her name is Value. 100% Value. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Value for your dollar. And in this day and age, you want to get money for your dollar, and I guarantee you'll get peace of mind. POMG.
I think.
Peace of mind guaranteed.
I think the rabbi from Baltimore is on the phone.
Very good.
Is this the real rabbi?
Shalom, fellas. How you doing?
Hello, rabbi.
Hey, it's the real rabbi. Hi.
If I could just give you guys a quick bit of advice.
Yes.
Invest the negligee in name of fund, the Allen Wine Wand. My name is Allen Fund.
Okay, goodbye, rabbi.
By the way, wait, quick question.
Yes, yeah. Rabbi.
Yes, rabbi.
Allen isn't like a member of the tribe, is he, if you know what I mean?
I believe he is.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, he's been a very, very bad Jew.
Why?
Why?
Look at what he's doing to you guys.
Hold on. Let me see if he's in the building.
All right, rabbi.
I'll leave him a message.
Are you a legitimate rabbi?
I am. You got my letter.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
The rabbi from Baltimore. This is on Live 105. Let's see if he's there. If not, you can leave him a message.
Do you live in the city of Baltimore, or do you live in the suburbs, Rabbi?
Oh, I'm in Pikesville.
He's a rabbi.
Hold on, we'll get his voice.
That's where we all come from.
Yes, Rabbi, how many synagogues do you estimate in Pikesville?
That's where all the BJs are. All your Baltimore
Jews. Hello, this is Alan Line 1, Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK.
All right, Rabbi, you go ahead.
I'm unavailable.
You go ahead as soon as you hear the beep.
Your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a nice day.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Alan, this is the rabbi in Baltimore. I've been watching you. You've been a very, very, very bad Jew. No toys in your yarmulke this Hanukkah. Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Welcome. You're welcome, my friend. Hey, guys, remember.
Hold on.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter.
Let's hear it.
To listen to it, too.
Alan, this is the rabbi in Baltimore. I've been watching you. You've been a very, very, very bad Jew. No toys in your yarmulke this Hanukkah. Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Guys, remember.
You're welcome, my friend.
Guys, remember.
Hold on.
Fellas?
Hold on.
If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
Let me just send it.
To listen to it, 2.
With urgency.
Re-record, enter pound.
I think it's done. You just hang up.
Guys?
Yes, hold on.
Thank
this
you.
Is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
If you need further assistance,
no,
enter pound.
Okay, anyway. What, Rabbi?
Huh? What?
Oh, we're back to you now.
You were
I'm
sorry. I got to go, but I just want to remind you guys, you only a cut away from being a J.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shalom. That's our rabbi from Baltimore.
See you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Shalom, dude.
I don't even know why he called.
I don't know. We were talking about Barbara. Her name is Barbara, but her name really is Value. Wonderful. Oh, it's your wash your hands with the masses music there.
Mike?
Yes, Don.
I can't. All right, I'll save this story, which I think you'll like, for later in the show, so we can continue talking like this for a moment.
That would be wonderful. I certainly would appreciate it. And I'm sorry we were unable to come to an understanding over price.
Perhaps our listeners will enjoy this. If you call us now, listen to this.
Get to know Charlie.
I'm sorry.
No.
Listen to this. The call is free. The call in lines are toll free.
Wonderful.
877-365.
That's entertainment value.
3636. Or from Canada, 800-636-1067.
POMG.
And that means?
Peace of mind guaranteed.
And Washington, D.C., 202. 432-1067 on WJFK.
Thank you in advance.
Station is run by a very bad Jew, according to a rabbi in Baltimore.
That is correct.
Her name is Barbara.
Her name is fabulous.
Listen, let me just tell you one thing.
All right, very good.
You can still talk like this if you like.
Well, I'd like to.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just going to have a sip of water and read what you have in front of you.
I like this. Where is this? I don't know. Somewhere. Salisbury, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Carolina.
Carolina.
Oh.
Okay, there's a blimp. There's a blimp that's advertising some Ford and Toyota dealership.
Okay.
And some maniac with a shotgun is out by the highway shooting at this thing. So they shoot it down. They shoot this.
The maniac shoots the blimp down?
Shoot the blimp down. So the guy gets out of the truck, shotgun in hand, shoots at the blimp. Shoots the blimp down. They managed to see the guy get into the truck because the blimp wasn't that high off
right,
the ground.
Right, one of those little blimps. Right.
So they see the guy. They get on the cell phone. They call the cops. As it turns out, the truck has temporary tags on it. The truck had a dealer tag registered to the Chevrolet dealer in town. Police still don't know who was driving the truck.
Really?
Now, shouldn't it be obvious that it's like Herb Tarlick, whoever the lead sales guy is?
One of the sales guys.
Right now,
it's one of them.
The team Chevrolet owner cannot be reached for comment, but the Ford owner says he's sure it's the Chevrolet guy, and the Ford guy, he'll give his name. His name is Larry Qualinger. And he says it's a feud between Chevrolet and Ford.
Well, that Chevy dealer shouldn't put up a blimp.
It's a feud.
Heating up.
How great is that, though, that they got a blimp,
mm-hmm.
The guy gets pissed, he goes out, gets a shotgun, shoots it down, but they can see him, and he's got a thing on his car that says Champion Chevrolet,
right.
And it's dealer tags.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be a disgruntled customer, too, though.
They just don't know who that is. Oh, and you had some experience with that, didn't you?
A disgruntled customer?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yes, I did. I had a happy customer and a sad customer all in the same day,
mm-hmm.
And they both appreciated value.
How do you spell beef at O'Mara's?
B-E-I-F.
I think it's I-E.
I-E, that's
I before E. That's after
just like the real.
Hey, you're cold. Your calls to the phone scan are coming up next.
I like it
tastes
better.
Just like real beer.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
Respect for you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike. A lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, all right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
The Don and Mike Show.
What say you, Donald? Michael, what say you?
Hello.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
More of a Bill O'Reilly.
I'm sorry I raped that lady.
Should be.
You are.
God, I'm senile here.
Okay.
Now, even moister, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Here's a favorite. This is a good combination.
Hello.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, my God. That was Bill O'Reilly. Fake
yeah.
news man, Bill O'Reilly.
Wow.
Terrible
right.
man.
Phone scan. 877-365-3636. Oh, there's more?
I busted my butt.
Okay. Is he sorry, though?
I'm sorry I raped that lady.
We got like 50 of those, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we should start rolling tape on him again.
Yes.
You know what?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would love to revisit Bill O'Reilly.
We should start that again. Your calls at 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America, Canada, 800-636-1067 on WJFK. FM 202-432-1067. Here we go. Random rotating phone scan. These are unscreened live telephone calls, and you're on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Mike, got a quick offer for you. Are you the type of Red Sox fan who collects memorabilia?
Not really. No. I have some, but I'm not. You know, I'm not that crazy about it. I don't go nuts like some people.
He's already got Frozen Ted.
I got a piece of Frozen Ted. All right, now thanks. Okay. I really appreciate you letting the cat out of the bag, Don. I have Ted's thumb. On ice.
Well, so that this isn't a totally pointless call, I just wondered what are Buzz's sports, enthusiasms? I've never heard him talk
enthusiasms.
About sports.
Indoor sports, sir.
Indoor.
Indoor sports.
You get it. Okay.
There you go.
Good he times.
See you later.
Good time. Okay. Bye bye.
That's right. Yeah. And the last one is rock and roll.
Do you think he saved that call from being totally pointless there at the end?
I think so.
Good times. Good times. Good times.
Good times. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my mind and body needs.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air with us on the radio.
Hello, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, well, that's where we broadcast from, yes. I'm assured by Westwood One, incidentally, today, over 50 affiliates.
Over 50 affiliates strong.
I'm still waiting for the list, but they say we've counted, and we're sure there's over 50 stations carrying the show.
Rest assured, sir, you are being heard sporadically around the country.
What can we do for you?
Washington, D.C., you're on the air with Larry King. I wrote a new book on epitaphs. Because I'm old and will die soon.
Epitaphs, this is prepared comedy.
No, hold on, Mike.
Mike, what do you want written on your gravestones?
Hold on, who is this?
Larry King. What do you want written on your gravestones?
They took one too many calls.
Washington, D.C. Sir. I paint my bald spot.
I've turned the microphones off now.
What do you want written on your gravestone?
No,
he
can hear this.
Yeah, let him hang.
It's been a long time since we've had
I hear the crickets.
See, it's been a long time since we've had the serenade. Now, he can't hear us.
I'm boring everybody out there, so I will disconnect.
What, Joe? What did I tell you, Buzz?
Joe warned me about this during the break, that these are the kind of calls we're getting today.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with these calls?
I love them. I'm highly entertained. I think he disconnected, though.
Perfect. He hung up? Joe, what
I get the hint.
Oh, you didn't hang up.
He's still there.
God.
Oh, no, now he hung up. He just hung up. Now, why are you at code yellow? And, Joe, what is the code on telephone calls when you alert Buzz? I mean, is it like I'm doing the terror code? Is it yellow, red,
orange.
Blue, green?
I guess we're in a level orange of stupidity.
Mm-hmm. An orange alert.
Coming from Captain Orange. I mean, you know. I mean, now, don't look at your shirt to see if you're wearing any orange. I was just alluding to the fact. Yes, I'm wearing orange, Joe. Thank you. So I must be stupid. That's what I was trying to say.
Joe, you should know without looking down you're wearing your Ernie shirt today.
Ernie.
Like Ernie on Sesame Street.
That's so, right. Joe, we're at orange. Why are we at orange?
Today's... I already hung up on the greatest Joe Mama joke ever.
Mm-hmm.
Website people...
Take your time, incidentally, Joe.
This is why I was calling you Captain Orange. When you looked down at your shirt to see if you had any orange on, then you correctly pointed out that I am wearing an orange shirt today. Joe, now what? You're not going to say anything?
I don't know what you're playing over there.
I'm not playing anything.
No,
okay. I'm not playing anything.
You're not high, are you? Are you high today?
No.
Are you legitimately high today?
Nope, I'm drug free.
All right, very good.
And your opinion on the callers is?
They are stupid today. Extra stupid today.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Buzz, in the future, why don't you just come in and alert us? Joe gives you an alert,
I'll let you know.
Why don't you just come in and tell us? Because, you know, quite often, incidentally, I want to say, no offense to Joe, the world's oldest phone screener.
Callers are picking at his brain, what little is left of it.
Joe, driving him all the way crazy. You listeners, if you would just stop making him those slimy, sloppy eggs.
Let me tell you something. Joe used to be a Mensa, and now look what's happened to him after years of taking these phone calls.
That's right. I said, what's the level? He says, orange. I said, well, you're Captain Orange. And he looks at his shirt.
shirt.
He looks at his shirt.
Like,
he didn't know what color
he
was wearing.
Dude, I'm not wearing orange, but it was pointless. That was not the point. Hi, Rob.
Plenty good timing, though.
Absolutely. Joe's got the comedy timing today.
Don and Mike, and incidentally, my money's on the callers. I had no problem with that.
I agree.
With that last guy calling.
You know what slowed down the phone scan?
Joe.
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 Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. I've got a website for you.
Now, are you one of the people Joe was warning us about?
I don't think so myself, and I'd like to tell Joe F you.
All right. Well, now before you tell us what the web before you tell us what the website is, what is it about?
It's about women having their implants rated.
No. Got a pass on that. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Got it bookmarked.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there. You're on the air.
Right on. I just had a question for you guys about a show you did a couple of months back when you had David Cross in.
All right, the guy from is that the Mr.
Yeah,
Show?
David Cross. I
Mr.
Show.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. Have you guys heard this recent comedy album that he put out last year?
I think, you know what, I feel bad. I think it's in my car. I think he gave us some
of
this. He is
in some magazine that I was reading reviewing music, and I'm not sure which one that is. It might be one. It's one of those skin magazines.
He's
like,
on the show.
Like FHM or Maxim or something like that.
Arrested Development.
And you know what else? He was in some big movie that I saw recently, and when Frito and I saw it, I said, I should have said to this guy, you're going to be in this movie.
It works a lot.
What is the big movie that he was just in? I know, it's... it was critically acclaimed, the Jim Carrey movie.
Okay.
The movie that's like Adaptation, the one about the Eternal Sunshine of the Beautiful Mind.
That's the one.
He's in that movie. And so they're going, I shouldn't.
I think you're
going
to see more of him. He's a funny guy. David Cross is a very funny guy.
He did the funniest thing on his CD is the tracks names have nothing to do with the content.
Oh, really?
And they're all very jive. Like, one is called, Living La Vida Loco with an exclamation point.
And it has nothing to do with it.
That's
his quirky sense of humor.
Yeah. Really cool. And also, if you go to his website, you can see where he's having his implants taken out.
And that's funny.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yes, I'm representing the stupidity.
Hi, how you doing? Step up. What can we do for you?
I would like to point out that the little red-headed boy... he had no idea who Stan Laurel was.
I think you're absolutely right about that.
You're always going to have a table waiting.
Hold on. Too many buttons.
But yeah, you're right. You'd want to ask him. You'd want to follow up and say, did you know at the time who Stan Laurel was? Because the little redheaded boy has that look on his face no matter what is said to him. He has that confused, dazed, no charisma look on his face.
I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way? Little redhead boy.
Yeah. Nice to see that others are starting to truly hate the redhead boy.
I bet he makes it tonight.
I bet
that Deanna girl is gone.
You
said hey, how about that Hawaiian girl with the flower runner hair? That's Rob's theory last
night. Is her name Deanna?
The 16-year-old?
The porky one?
It's Deanna?
It's Diana.
It might be Deanna DeGarmo. Yeah, I think she's
Deanna DeGarmo.
Either way, she still is my pick to go tonight.
I think you might be right. But
you're
going
with the redhead boy? Come on.
Well, I'm backing my kids. My kids want the redhead to go, so I'm rooting for the redhead to go tonight.
Trouble is afoot if that woman doesn't get a flower in her hair quick, because that's the reason she's made it this far. It's true, because you can pick her out.
Sure.
Hello. She ain't got no red hair, but she got a flower.
The other one has the flower.
No. Always her all along.
No, I reckon you're wrong.
The other Hawaiian girl wears the flower.
I reckon she never had a flower.
No, because last night Simon said to her, how come you don't have the... Simon said, I'm glad you finally don't have the flower. And she said, it's here in my pocket. It's my lucky flower.
Isn't that one's name I got to get pictures.
That's like Jasmine or something like that.
Jasmine has the flower.
Something like that. I don't know their names.
Well, that's what I just said. The DeGarmo doesn't have the flower.
No, but the Hawaiian does. But I thought you were referring to the other Hawaiian.
No, I'm totally confused now. It's the Joe factor, Rob.
I know.
I'm blaming him on everything.
Mike, you may have been speaking of Jasmine Triad.
Jasmine is the one with the flower. That's who I was talking about.
Diana DeGarnio.
Yeah, see, it's...
Diana. Diana. Isn't it?
D-I-A-N-A. D-I-A-N-A. Diana.
Yeah,
although I have also said...
I think they say it wrong.
I've said Deanna true. Deanna too, like Deanna Troy. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I tell you one name that no one gets wrong, John Stevens.
John Stevens is the redhead boy.
And I know another name everyone gets right, G.H.
George Huff.
George. Hey, you know what? Wild card, I think he might be voted out tonight.
No, not
I think it'll either be George or the redheaded guy.
Not with that charisma.
There's too many girls on that show. There's too many girls. They're going to get rid of that 16-year-old, the fat 16-year-old tonight.
You think it's fixed?
No, I don't think it's fixed.
When you say it like that, it sounds like you think it's fixed.
I just, Mike, I got that.
They are going to get rid of.
Well,
like the producers, I think you do believe deep in your heart, you believe it's not controlled by John Q. Public. It's controlled by the producers of the show.
There might be a part of me that believes that.
And me too.
There might be a part of me that thinks that maybe Simon Cowell already knows who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm hey, fine. Radio God.
I'm fine with that.
Sure.
I'm fine for cheating on television shows. I'm fine if on The Price is Right they give the people the prices. I mean, who cares? You want to see people win fabulous prizes.
Of course you do.
And exotic trips, right?
It's entertainment.
Right.
Rob doesn't.
Give them the answers. Wheel of Fortune. Tell them. Yeah. It's Statue of Liberty. Tell them. Just say the next. Okay. The next one's going to be Statue of Liberty. Yeah. And I bet you would still have. Okay. Who wants to buy who wants to buy a. Yeah.
S. There you go.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah,
give them the answers.
Yeah,
that's all we want to see.
Life is fixed.
We like winners.
Yes,
and but here's the point. We like winners until we're tired of them. It's like on Wheel of Fortune, you could give people the answers, and then you set them up where the guy's got like, I don't know, $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Say, okay, now for this next one word, all your money, we're not going to give you the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a real hard word. It's mm-hmm. a four-letter word. Would you like to risk it? And that guy goes, yes. And then the four-letter word is something like, it's a type of cheese that starts with the letter B. You know, you go for something like brie cheese, something the guy would never get.
Right, exactly.
And then we see him lose, and then we love it.
Yeah, because if you leave them on their own, they'll say, I'll solve the puzzle. Is it Franks and Beans?
Yes, hello, Don and Mike.
I have an impression for Mike, see if I've practiced for it.
What was that you were doing when we first picked up the phone?
I was kicking my dog.
You were, what were you doing?
Kicking it.
Yeah, that was you making that sound, right?
You weren't really kicking your dog.
Oh, every day.
No, come on now. You got to be serious now, funny man. Come on.
Oh, he's a beautiful black lab.
All right. Kick him again. Let me hear you kick the dog again.
No, that's him doing it.
It's an impression.
Code Orange.
He's a mimic.
Yes, I agree with Code Orange.
Do it again. No. See? It's a Code Orange day. He was right.
Just a good old boy.
It is.
Kick him again.
See?
Never mean it, no.
Kick him again. Kick the dog. Yeah. Right. You're really kicking a dog.
Yeah, right.
You know the worst part of this now?
I'm sorry.
I got to call Captain Orange.
Tell him he was right.
Kills me.
You see?
Yeah.
Joe, I dedicate this one to you.
Oranges, who said? Oranges, who said? Oranges.
That's right.
Who said?
There ain't no rhyme for oranges.
Oranges.
There's another one.
Oranges.
There's another one.
Oranges.
There's another one.
Another rhyme for oranges.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. It's Code Orange. You were correct.
Absolutely spot on right, Joe.
You see, I don't just make these up. I have some of the latest technology back here. I'm just aid me.
Okay. Hey, would you speak in your British accent, please?
No!
Hey, what's the name of your lobster?
All right, bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
A kumquat? A kumquat?
A kumquat?
Yeah, H&R Puffin Stuff.
Very nice.
That was Witchy Poo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
Thanks, guys. I just wanted to call and tell you how much I appreciate your show. You guys make the last 2 hours of my work worth the 6 hours I've spent here beforehand.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I hope you guys have a really wonderful day. And tell Joe that I'm sorry he's run across a lot of dumb people. And that I hope his afternoon gets a whole lot better.
You don't seem to be orange.
Isn't that nice?
No, I don't think she's orange at all.
No, not at all.
I think you're red.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, well, you know, I got a sixth sense. I can smell through the telephone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes it's just too...
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby.
Hi there, baby. How are you, darling?
Hi, baby.
Hello. I'm doing pretty good. I hope it's Code Green, but I wanted to add two things. Do you think Diane Devine is pregnant?
Do I think who's pregnant?
Diana DeBarbo?
No, she's 16.
She's 16.
I hope she's not pregnant.
Yeah, okay, but, you know, look at that other one, Fantasia. She's got a baby, and she's, what, 17?
Hey, listen. Boy, are you right, and I'm so glad you brought that up.
Is Fantasia only 17?
Fantasia's like 17 and has a 2-year-old.
And
I mean, I'm 35 with a 2-year-old, for God's sake.
Here's why it might be fixed. We're going to check on Fantasia's age.
Mm.
Last night, don't you think it's just a little too pre-set up that, of course, Fantasia had the performance of the night with It's a Miracle.
Right.
And they cut to her family in the green room where they were holding her baby. And then Ryan Seacrest comes out at the end and says, "Hey, Fantasia, look who's here. Who is flooded you? It's your son."
Right.
And the whole time I'm watching this and I'm saying, you know who the real American Idol is? Find me that baby's father.
Yes. Well, I was thinking the same thing. I'm thinking, you know, I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, first of all, that baby's got a good sense of character because she doesn't like Ryan Seacrest at all.
Yeah, the baby, did not like Ryan Seacrest.
It was absolutely a moment that had to be created by the show to give her a bit of an upper hand.
Yeah.
I think so.
So you say, listen,
right. I think she's one of the most talented on the show.
She's absolutely the best. But look at this. She's a wonderful mother.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was cruel, though, when Simon said that the baby looked like Stan Laurel.
You got her age, Rob?
No, it's not in here.
No age?
I think she's like 19, because, I mean, she just graduated from high school.
That's different if she was 17.
Maybe they'll say tonight. But I also thought it was, you know, DeGarma's wearing all those ponchos. I kept thinking, no, where's ponchos unless you're pregnant?
We'll have to watch very carefully tonight. I will think about the DeGarmo pregnancy scare.
Mm-hmm. You know,
go ahead, and then I'll give you a prize.
Alan's last name? Is it
Linewand?
Linewand. Yes. Our general manager, yes.
I've been listening to for years. I thought it was like Alan, phone call on line one.
No.
Oh, Linewand.
No. Linewand.
Sounds like that sometimes.
You sit down.
Too much caffeine for you.
Relax. Sit down and cross your legs. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Potomac in Colonial Beach, Maryland on business today.
You are energized.
Yeah, I'm glad to be done, to be honest with you. But I'm usually from D.C. and Vienna.
Listen, you've won a $50.
Rob.
You're the last person on the phone scan. You won the $50 Dave and Buster Dollars card, good for food, merchandise, or drinks. There you go. Get some drinks, adult beverages, at Dave and Buster's. Also included, we'll throw in $20 in Dave and Buster's power cards. Use the sports games, and you need a break. Come to Dave and Buster's.
He needs a break.
We do like that. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on, please. Okay.
It has been a long time since Rob did that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too long.
That's it for Code Orange. When we come back, eBay.
Yes.
Okay, eBay.
Yeah, what about it?
Okay, here's the deal. I know you've had bad experiences with eBay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy who's got something on eBay. The current bid, and this is a legit bid, is $101,000.
Wow.
It's a pretty exotic collection of crap. And he wants... How much does he want, Rob? He's like, he wants...
Just buy it now. If you want to end the bid, all you got to bid is $750,000.
Okay, so...
Wow.
We'll meet this slick entrepreneur.
Ah, very good.
From the world of eBay when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, boys. Nobody loud in the kitchen while Granny's making her medicine.
Oh, I gotta get in there, Uncle Jay. I'm starving.
Well, you'll hold out. You had an extra big lunch.
Yeah, but that was an hour and a half ago.
I thought you was gonna cut down on your eating.
I did. Down to 4 feedings a day now. 4. Not counting meals.
Oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Very nice.
Pray for death. The Don and Mike Show.
Today we're going to... We got this eBay guy on the phone. Today we're going to debut this game, My Mom is a Whore. Stand by for news on that.
Oh, good.
So we give away some cash. Tomorrow, I'll warn you right now, Robert Mailman's coming in.
All right.
BA. To discuss merging of the races. Hot interracial love. Next week, every day, we're giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles to attend the 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards, courtesy of Spike TV. One of these trips is a grand prize. You'll be able to participate in Spike TV's Wanna Be a Stuntman Search Contest to be held in L.A. All of our L.A. trips include 2 nights, 3 days, hotel, and event passes. This is courtesy of Spike TV. Next week, every day, we're giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles to go to California to see Dennis Murphy try to be on Spike TV as the World Stunt Awards hosted by Dennis Hopper.
Okay, Don.
On Spike TV.
Stumping for stunts.
Next week, we'll give away those trips, send Dennis out as the station representative. And you get a chance to go to California, maybe be on a TV show. That's next week. Now,
very exciting.
It's time for a spotlight on eBay. Oh, Rob, where's that fanfare? It's time for a spotlight on eBay. They're not paying for this. I just have to tell you, when a bargain is on eBay,
a value.
Yeah, and Buzz, it's a great value.
Uh-huh.
Here's the deal. Let's say you want to buy a collection of 55 wax figures
yes.
of your favorite country star.
I do.
Yeah. Maybe you always wanted to have in your house a big life-size wax figure of Johnny Cash.
I do.
How about Alan Jackson?
Yes.
Let me go through this list here. Hold on a second.
Dolly? Is Dolly on the list?
Of course. Ernest Tubb.
Oh, my God. You know who they have on the first page that I've got?
Buck Owens.
They've got Boxcar Willie.
That's right, Mike. They're all there. Chet Atkins and... pick up and just tell him we'll be right with him. Let me just tell you, we're looking at these pictures.
Yeah.
These pictures look like someone has taken potatoes. And you know, you ever seen that lady that's on the Letterman show that
right.
comes out with potatoes and they're supposed to look like celebrities? these wax figures that this guy's selling look like...
Where do they come from?
Well, Mike, here's the story. They came from a museum in Nashville that opened in 1972. And this guy has decided that he has these 55 country music wax figures. Now, I'm telling you, they are not the best-looking wax figures I've ever seen.
Like the thing you'd see in Madame Tussauds. Or
yeah.
Roy Clark looks pretty good.
And that's the perfect example. When we were out in Vegas for my brother's wedding, I told my brother, go to the wax museum.
He wanted to, right?
Yeah, because you're going to love that, because we went to the one in New York, and it's good.
Yeah.
But these are kind of nutty. And anyway, he's got 55 of them. And here he is now, our eBay guy of the day.
John Hobbs.
John. Hey, John.
Yep, John's here.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Now, John, I see that on eBay, your current bid, at least the last time we went on and looked, was over $100,000. Now, is that a legitimate bid?
That's a legitimate bid at $115,000.
Wow. $115,000?
Yeah.
Now,
wow.
Now, why would someone... When I understand that this is from a museum in Nashville, right?
Yeah, this is from Music Valley Wax Museum across the street from the Grand Old Opera.
You know, and if you buy the computer, you should go to eBay and look this up, because I'm telling you, some of these, Mike, look how lifelike Randy Travis looks in this photo.
Don, I'm a big fan of Larry Gatlin right here.
You're a big leg. We happen to have Larry in there.
Yeah, you got it.
But let me tell you what we're doing. We're trying to sell them as a whole group. We don't want to break the family up.
Well, what do you do with these if you're like the regular guy?
If you're a regular guy, we're taking your name, everything, and then if we don't sell them as one group, we're going to split them up. We've had a lot of calls. James Monroe wants to buy his dad. Uh-huh. And then we've had some other stars that wanted to buy back their figures.
Now I see that you have Chet Atkins. The dummy is signed by him or some.
Well, you know, the one thing I'd tell you is I'm looking at all your wax dummies here, and Elvis you ought to sell separately, because I think you probably get more money for Elvis than anything.
Yeah, I tell you the best one. Alan Jackson is almost looked like he's going to walk out.
Wow.
who's the one that's... Oh, hold on. What about Don Williams, complete with his cigarettes?
All right.
He looks good. He carries them right with him.
Now, I have a question for you. Have any of these melted at all?
Never.
Never.
No, you know, cold weather is worse on them than hot weather.
Really?
Yeah, they'll crack in real cold weather.
All right.
May I ask you, in the wax figure I'm looking at, and I'm not a country music aficionado. I'm a fan, but not an aficionado.
You're a fan of this man, Don.
Is that?
Oh, hello, darling.
Conway.
Over here. Let me whisper in your ear.
Oh, Twitty City was the greatest.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. You know, hello, darling.
Yeah. Hello, you darling.
You have a statue of Buck Owens here, and Buck Owens appears to be wearing some kind of a Hawaiian luau hat. I remember Buck Owens wearing, like, a cowboy hat.
No, he's in the cornfield of Hee-Haw. He's got on corn, got all the corn growing in front of him. That's an actual set off of Hee-Haw.
Wow.
Is it really?
And then overhaul, just over, you know, we got the figures on it of Hee-Haw. and then the hat goes with the cornfield. And that's Buck and them right in the middle of the field, just like he was on the show.
Hey, who's I'm seeing a lot of famous people like Mel Tillis, but who's Pee Wee King?
Pee Wee King wrote the Tennessee Waltz.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he was with the Golden West Cowboys on the Grand Ole Opry for about 35 years.
I like that. The Grand Ole Opry.
Hello, folks. Well, now where are all of these country music statues, these wax figurines, where are they being stored right now?
They're in a museum. It's still operating.
Oh, so you're basically closing the museum.
We're closing the museum, going to use the building for another purpose.
So how will you ship these? Let's say that I'm the schmuck, excuse me, I'm the wonderful, I'm the lucky guy that gets the winning bid. How will you send them to me? In refrigerated trucks?
Yeah, no, it's very simple. The heads come right off of them. And you take the head and put it in a box and wrap it with styrofoam and ship it.
Wow.
That's where we got them. Hey, I got to tell you good about Johnny Cash. He was the first one I got in.
Okay.
We owned a motel with a big picture window.
Yeah.
So I took him in, laid him in bed, pulled a cover up around his neck, left the windows open, and told everybody he had rented the room for the weekend. He was sleeping in there, tapped out. Everybody came by and looked in that window to see Cash laying in bed.
Yeah, brother.
Now, John, what about your gift shop? You own a gift shop that's called Willie Nelson's?
We own that. That's a museum next door.
Oh, and tell us about that.
Well, we got all of Willie Nelson's things in there. And you remember Artie Murphy, the great hero of World War II?
Yeah, absolutely, mm-hmm. Sure.
We got his medals,
was
his
it
uniform,
48 hours?
His gun he used in the Old West.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Eddie Murphy. I like Artie Murphy.
Did you know Eddie Murphy lived in Nashville and was a songwriter for a while?
Eddie Murphy?
He was flying out of Nashville when he got killed in Virginia.
How did he get killed in Virginia?
A plane crash.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
They were flying in bad weather.
Man, you got everybody here. I'm looking at this. You got everybody here.
So now that,
brother,
now that I'm looking at this and I'm wondering, when you finally get it, and the bid that you want is how much are you looking for the whole collection?
We put a bid on it for all of it, 400 and some thousand. But let me tell you, that includes the sets. Like Johnny Cash has got a full scale train in there. You know, the engine looking at the front of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Each set is tied to something with that star. Like Kenny Rogers is playing at a blackjack table.
Is
a gambler.
Yeah. Is Buck Owens anatomically correct?
We got Buck Owens and them in the Hee-Haw set. Those are the Hee-Haw show.
Oh, yeah. What if I was a weird Hee-Haw fan obsessed with, all right, I'll say it, Minnie Pearl.
Yes.
And if I wanted to imagine life with Minnie, what it would be like to be with Minnie.
Yes, I think I know what you're getting at.
Would that be okay with you if I bought the set, but you knew that I would
we'd sell the whole set.
That I would,
once
that,
the whole
but what
set.
If you knew that I would be taking the Minnie out of the collection?
You mean in making Minnie your wife, basically?
Yeah.
You could do what you want to.
If you buy the whole set.
Let me tell you the way they're put together. Each one of these figures has a steel rod that goes down one leg.
Oh,
and it's bolted to the floor, so we had to drill through the shoes that they have on to fasten it to the floor to keep them standing. So
true.
It's a trick to all of it.
Sure. Oh, man.
Can you get me
let me tell you another thing. All of these stars are to the actual size, and the clothing, most of it at one time was all original, and we got the same size head, the same size body that the star, like Jimmy Dickens, is only 5'2".
Tell you what, Minnie can have my steel rod.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of people talk about wanting to buy a Minnie.
Ah, yeah, a lady.
What
we've had enough to sell them all in one group and the sets in one group.
Could you get me a Gunilla Hutton figure? Remember Gunilla Hutton from Hee-Haw?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was the blonde, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Gunilla Hutton. Do you have Gunilla Hutton?
No, I don't know. I don't remember that one.
Oh, do you have Lulu? Do you have Lulu from Hee-Haw?
Bob Loomis?
No, big, Lulu, big, like the big Lulu. Girl with the overalls?
Yeah.
You have Lulu?
No, she's not in there.
How about Junior Samples?
No, we didn't put Junior.
Oh, okay. No, well, I'm sorry, I won't be able to bid on your collection. Buzz?
Yes.
But we got Loretta Lynn and a whole group of the rest. Let me tell you about Ernest Tubb when I made his.
Okay.
I said, Ernest, you want to come in and look at it? He said, Lord, no, it makes me think I'm dead. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. A lot of them do look dead, that's for sure.
Let me tell you what a wax figure is. When a man dies, they use a certain light to put on him because he almost turns to wax.
Really?
No,
You have to put a certain light on the coffin to make him, you know, look natural.
Well, now you're creeping me out.
And a wax figure is just like a dead person when you're looking at it.
Yeah, you're right.
I bet you're starting to, hey, that price is starting to go up as you're talking about that.
Now, did you make a lot of these yourself?
No, I had them made, about 90% of them came from California.
And Buzz,
a lady named Rio Rita.
Buzz is on the eBay website now, and Buzz, was this an easy item to find?
Oh, yeah, very much. I just entered country and wax.
Price going up? Has the price gone up since we've been talking on the radio?
Let me go back. I've been so busy looking at the pictures. No, let me refresh it. I still got 101,000. Let me see what it says now.
What, do you think you're going to get your number? What, you want 400 grand for these?
They tell me that the bid don't come in strong to the last 3 or 4 days.
That is true.
Up to 105,000.
So we're looking at the last 3 or 4 days that they'll start bidding against each other.
Mm-hmm. So when does bidding close on this?
I think we got about another 18 days.
Mm-hmm. Listen, let's get back to you towards the end, like in 17 days, to see if we can help push this price up over. Oh, they have Grandpa Jones.
Yes, they do.
And you know what?
Grandpa in his original outfit, the Spring Bean, the suit that he's got on was the one was in his suitcase the night he got killed.
I have a question for you. If we were to, like, you know, we've kind of promoted this type of thing, and if we were to get that, and you got your number, do you have any lying around that maybe weren't associated with the museum that you could spare, that you really, that are kind of, even if they were in disrepair, anyone we could have that we could put in the studio here?
I tell you what, if you wait till after the 18 more days.
Okay, we can do that. Okay.
I'll probably have some left over.
Oh, that'd be great. You're
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll even lock him up and ship him.
Yes, Elvis. I know he's got Elvis, but Buzz, that would be asking too much.
Yeah, we'd be asking too much.
Okay. He's asking too much for Elvis.
I just want a wax dummy in here. I've always wanted a wax dummy in here, and, you know, Joe just doesn't go far enough.
I got to tell you a little one that may be a little off color, but it'll go over there. We had a cleanup girl when we first built at the museum 22 years ago.
Yeah.
And then Elvis, I caught her in there with his zipper open and a hand in there, said, I always wanted to do this.
These
10 colors when I walked up.
I'll bet. These dummies and their clothes, do they have any appreciable odor?
How many what?
Any odor? Any odor to them? Do they smell bad?
If I was to smell Grandpa Jones's clothes,
right,
would they smell like him?
Probably did.
Probably did.
The old boots smell pretty bad.
I'll bet.
Okay.
I'll bet.
John, you're the eBay guy. You got the fanfare there, Robbie. The eBay guy of the day, John Hobbs.
Hi, bud. I'm going to be rolling. Time for Hee Haw. Oh, boy.
All right. It's the eBay item of the day. Really, this guy's not affiliated with the show. We just saw this on eBay.
He said he might, after the 18 days, if he gets his number, he might send us a... You know, to me, it doesn't matter what wax dummy he is. If he can spare one,
nor
I'd
would
love
it matter to me.
Just to have it right in the corner of the studio.
Would that be great?
That would be fun.
You send me all the address and everything, and your people's got it.
All right, John, thank you.
And I'll send you a figure.
Cool.
Let me see. I don't know. Do you have... Gosh, I'm looking...
Hey, if you live in Nashville, come in. We own the Nashville Palace Nightclub right there next door, and you need to come in and have a drink with us and see what's going on in Nashville, Tennessee.
I found very good,
John.
One I want.
Oh, you found the one you wanted, John?
Charlie Pride,
my hero.
Charlie Pride. All right, John, nice to have you on the show on eBay. This is country, music, wax, museum, memorabilia, collectibles, over 50 life-size figures, sets, clothes, up for auction. Current bid is $105,000.
Good luck to you, John.
Good luck. Glad to talk to you.
All right, hold on, dude. All right, get him back. Hold on a second. Get him back on in 17 days.
I mean, I think
we need to have a wax dummy.
I believe he was sincere. I think he's going to send us something, especially if he gets a good number out of it.
That'd be great.
Some of these,
they're funny to look at.
Some of them look real, and some of them are not even close.
You know
what?
Robbins looks like Liberace.
Yeah, but you know what doesn't look real? The arms and hands.
Yeah,
because they all have that kind of. But maybe they were in different positions when they were. Well, they said that they still have them in the museum.
Look at Charlie Daniels. Do you think that looks like Charlie Daniels?
That's a classic example of the arms.
But Hank Williams Jr. looks very real.
But at the very same time, even though they don't look necessarily lifelike, they look more deathlike.
Yeah, we got to have one.
I'd take any one of them.
We got to have one. So anyway, that's the eBay thing. Oh, Tom Gavin is on the phone.
Does he want something?
Some good news, it says.
Got some good news, guys.
What's the good news, Tom?
WEBR is on the internet. Web stream. We went up on today.
Oh, you mean your cable that, access show is available on the internet?
Yes, it is.
That is good news.
That means everybody that's listening around the country can now hear Tom Gavin's show.
Yeah.
Can a wax figure be far behind?
When is your show on, Tom?
Wednesday, 1 to 3.
So it's already over?
Yep.
All right, talk to you next week.
Congratulations.
Wait a minute, guys. I haven't been on at all.
I know you haven't. And you know why?
Why?
Because we love Dennis.
No.
Yeah.
Dennis is the best.
Yeah, and we're sending Dennis to Los Angeles, and Dennis might be on Spike TV.
Wait a minute. Why don't you send me instead of him?
No.
No, we've already decided. We like Dennis.
No.
Did you want to mention the bet?
No. No. No.
Oh, but Tom.
We have some good news for
you. How about this, Tom?
Good news for you.
Tom, Mike decided.
Mike, what is it?
For the
it's a bet. It's a bet, Tom.
The Red Sox bet this year? Mike thinks that the Red Sox will win the American League East by 2.5 games.
Yeah.
I don't think they will.
Yes, they will.
What is it?
I checked the note. It's two games.
Two games.
There's two games.
Two games.
All right.
By two games. The loser, Tom, listen to this. Whenever this happens in June, as I expect, or perhaps July or August.
June.
Whenever it happens.
You're funny.
Whenever it happens, you're going to come down to the station. We'll send a limo to get you.
Yeah.
We'll have a massage table here.
Yeah.
You're going to get naked.
Yeah.
You're going to put a towel on.
Yeah.
And then one of us is going to massage you.
A full body massage. We didn't didn't settle on a time. I believe an hour would be too much. I think a half hour massage.
What kind of limo? Big limo? Big stretch one?
Yeah, big gigantic one.
And then you're going to lie down on your stomach on a massage table.
And Mike will be...
And Dom will massage you.
Mike will be kneading your glutes and feeling... And as Mike said yesterday, that includes a foot massage.
A foot massage.
This was you.
Yeah, I know.
Your idea, Mike.
It's getting better, isn't it?
Yes, it is. All right, Tom.
It was Charlie.
He's not here right now, Tom.
We got to fly, Tom.
Hey, y'all want a break?
Hey, why don't you say Gavin out? And we'll go. Do you know who Ryan Seacrest is?
Yeah.
Who is he?
He's on Star Trek.
Right. Well, you know how he says at the end of every Star Trek, he says Seacrest out?
Yep.
Why don't you say Gavin out?
Gavin out.
He's the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern.
Wind up on 95 from the Beltway towards Woodbridge. Earlier incident south of Dust, 644 out of the way. Inner loop slow near Van Dorn, 644 westbound, very slow to the accident. Right near St. Bernadette, it is eastbound that's closed. Traffic brought to you by the Washington Post Classified. Have a car to sell? Do it the quick and easy way in the area's best automotive marketplace, the Washington Post Classified section. Call 877-277-0112 to place your ad. Here at Buffley, Don and Mike, show the WJFK.
Tom?
Yes.
Oh, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you do this for Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, let me tell you something about them little two-bit petty whores, okay? Don and Mike, them and let me tell you, I met them at one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was the loofah boy, and I just walked by, and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And, I think, well, you know, what happens is you do radio, and D.C. is a big, big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know, when you do the show, they go, "Can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in?" And you do it because you know you have Russ Moonves with CBS going, "Put you on UPN."
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the. You know, the Polynesian band.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
Hello.
Hi there.
World-class dancers. Don and Mike.
That's Gansers. Dancing. Gay dancing. Gansers. You like that, Arnold?
Very nice.
Hey, yeah. Arnold, how did you like Gansing?
Very nice. Oh,
are you a good Ganser, Arnold?
Very nice.
Thank you. Listen, it's time to set up a game. It's time to set up My Mom is a Whore.
Now, that sounds very evil.
fun for the whole family.
Or it could be my mom was a whore. All right? Here's what we need right now. Phone number.
We got our horror music on.
Yeah, it's nasty.
877-365-3636. If your mom is a prostitute, if your mom has been a prostitute in the past, you know about it, you're open with her and she's open with you about it, it's not a secret, she'd even be willing to talk about it,
okay?
All we need is one.
Mm-hmm.
One person out there whose mother really is a whore. Call now.
Right.
And then the fun will begin after that. Joe will explain to you. Have you explained to Joe the game yet?
No.
Oh. Have I explained the game to you yet?
Yes, briefly.
Kind of.
Yes.
So you can go back there and tell Code Orange what we're looking for.
Okay.
Right now, we do need one legit person whose mom is a whore. And incidentally, you will win $200.
Okay.
That's what the person wins right now for calling. If your mom is a whore. And if your mom... I mean, everybody's going to have the crap detectors out on this.
Oh, oh yeah. Most definitely. Oh, they're already out.
This will lead into another game. But we can't play My Mother is a Whore until we find someone whose mother...
is a whore.
Actually is a whore, and we can verify that.
A legitimate prostitute.
So call now.
And the definition, the dictionary definition of a woman who has taken money.
Has...
For favors.
Intercourse for money.
All right, very good.
For cash.
All right.
Or for, you know... services rendered, whatever it is. Is it a trade deal?
Got to put it right on the table.
It has to be a caller who has a legitimate mom who has done this and who will be willing to talk about it.
Yes, or maybe has done this or is my dream is currently doing it.
Currently doing this.
Currently hooking.
And then the game begins.
And then I'll tell you how.
Any hints at all?
No. Let's see if we can.
Going to pull back the curtain at the last second.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Let's just see right here during this break, if we get someone calling.
Very good.
And, Rob, you're going to have to go help Joe out on this.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we're working without a producer here for you know, I'll tell you this. We'll have a new producer before my bathroom gets fixed. I guarantee that. So anyway,
sure about that?
We're a little short-staffed here, but we'll find... I sent Rob back to help Joe to make sure that whoever... Because I see there are some people that are already on... We got a guy who says, Mom used to be a whore.
Yeah.
Okay, Rob, why don't you pick up line 5 off the air and give the guy the once-over. Really give him the once-over.
Check out her story.
You know, ask the questions, you know, get the background, and then we'll play the game. I'll tell you about the game in a couple of seconds.
Very good.
Hold on. I've got a sheet here.
So much going on.
It's very, very busy today.
It's very complicated.
Fun central in here.
Here we go. Hold on. Wait a minute. I got... I'm looking for phone numbers. I have phone numbers of famous people.
It's not easy organizing all the fun.
No, hold on. Ah, crap. Can I throw it away?
See?
Give me a second. I may have. Let me see. It's all this eBay garbage.
No, we have those wax museum
buttons. Oh, my God. I almost threw away the letter from the lady who sent us the Joe Gibb tribute song.
Oh, don't do that.
I got to hold on to that. Here it is. Okay. Here you go. All right.
All right. Very good.
Sorry,
you got what you needed. He's now down behind the console.
Wipe the coffee grounds off of it.
Jesus H. Christ. Okay. We have just some random celebrity phone numbers that have been passed to us. We can't call people on the air and just say, hey, you're on the air, but
right.
We can certainly call and say, would you mind coming on the air with us?
Okay, very good.
For instance, we have Alex Van Halen's phone number.
Alex Van Halen, drummer for Van Halen, Eddie's
right.
brother.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Eddie, you know, he's available. That might be interesting. You probably want to talk about the big tour this summer where they're getting back together with Sammy Hagar. It's a big star, big musical star.
Mm-hmm. It's not often we don't book these people on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll try to pick up the phone here, and it's not going to be like Mike doing a crazy voice.
No,
we're just
30-4. The number you have dialed is invalid or blocked from your area code. Mm. Please check your listing and try your call again.
Something tells me that might be a real number.
Let me try it one more time.
818.
Probably changed it so David Lee Roth would. Call someone.
Yeah, probably David Lee Roth pestering off after the Sammy announcement.
Hold on, because there's some other ones here. They got a whole list of phone numbers.
Well, now it's ringing.
Oh,
I better pick it up. Give me a second.
Very good. Is this Alex that you're calling?
Hello? Alex, are you there? Alex? Hey, Alex. Alex?
Big Al.
Is this Alex? Hello? I swear to Christ, somebody picked the phone just said hello like they couldn't hear me.
Oh, really?
I'm going to try back.
All right, very good.
We like Van Halen, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We like Van
Hagar. We like Van Hagar. We're Van Hagar. We both share that. We're not the David Lee Roth school. We're the Sammy Hagar school.
Call this guy back.
All right, very good. But I still like Odd for Teacher.
Yeah, me too. But all the other Van Halen stuff's so good. Like Love Walked In.
Oh yeah.
Oh, now I got the machine. Hey, Alex, pick up. Alex, did you pick up? Alex, it's Aaron Spelling. Alex, this is Aaron Spelling.
You might have to come up with a new one. That might not work anymore.
This is Tommy Mottola. Alex, pick up the freaking phone. Alex.
No go.
You know, I had him at the beginning.
You think it was him?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do.
Hello.
He picked the phone. Hello. Alex?
Yes.
Alex?
Yeah.
And then click. And now just, Alex, listen. I'm such a fan, man. I'm so glad you guys are getting back together. Oh, my God. I know the entire OU812 album by heart. You are so great. You are so great. My name is Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
And, hold on. Rob wants a wax figure of him.
A wax figure of Alex Van Halen.
All right, Mike, here's the next one. You can pick it up after it rings.
All right.
Perhaps you've heard the rumors that Nicole Richie and Justin Guarini.
Guarini, yes.
They was in the Inquirer last week that they were getting married.
Hmm.
Well, we have Lionel Richie's phone number.
Very good.
So we'll do the same thing. Where you, the last hear it ring, then you can pick it up. It's on line. All right, you got it, Mike?
Yeah.
I did.
Yes, can I speak to Lionel Richie, please?
I just heard. Hi, this is Lionel.
I did, too.
Yeah.
You picked up the wrong line.
Richie. Oh.
You need to pick up line 6.
What are you doing? Hold on, because I heard
line
it.
6 isn't lit on my phone.
Okay, here we go again. Hold on. I definitely heard a guy say, hi, this is Lionel.
Oh, how we're smiling when we're Lionel Richie dialing.
Okay, now, Mike, wait 1 second to pick up. Let me put it on hold. Oh, Mike, you're on the wrong bank.
God damn it, I got 3 phone banks over
right,
here.
Right here, Mike, right there. See that one? Pick up number 6.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? I got the quick, like, almost a pager sound.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to try it one more time?
Well, if you think.
Because now that you know the phone. Well, at least say if it says, hi, this is Lino.
All right.
Okay. And now I'm going to dial it on line 5.
A short message.
I think we have a whore, incidentally. Give us a second.
Okay.
And come on. Today, hey, hi, this is Lino. And obviously, he's not there either.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Alex Van Halen. Although Alex Van Halen was there.
Hello, Lionel, this is Mike, and I just wanted to say I'm a big, big fan. I really do. And I love your daughter on the Paris Hilton show. It's just fantastic. And if you ever are in Washington or you'd like to call us here at WJFK, we're big fans. And, yeah, this isn't on the air, but I'll tell you, Lionel, I am just a super fan. So call us. And also, if there's a wax figure of you anywhere, I'd certainly like that, too. You're good people. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. So, that, you know, with the old phone rules, we would have been able to put the entire,
yes,
you know, like, hi, this is Alex Van Halen. Hi, this is Lionel
right.
Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. Donald Trump.
Ah.
Donald Trump's private number in his office.
Very good.
I bet we'll get right through.
All right. Let's see.
Okay, hold on. I'll pick this one up. Okay, got it.
All right, picking up.
Line 6, calling Donald Trump.
Big D.
I want a wax figure of his hair.
DT, my man. I got the DT. He's not on the phone yet. Like, I'd speak that way to him. Hey. Hey, ass, what's happening? 3 rings. Let me see. Well, I'd be curious to know what Donald Trump's voicemail's like.
Hello. Hello, Linda.
4 rings.
No.
Donald Trump, please.
They're putting you through?
1 second. I swear to God, they said 1 second.
This will be so cool.
Not a chance he'd go on the radio.
Not a chance. You just see, he was on with Regis this morning. See, your friends are Regis.
He loves to perform.
Pardon me? Yes, Donald Trump, please. My name is Don Geronimo. I'm doing a radio show right now, and I have Regis Philbin on the show with me, and Regis suggested that we call and get Donald on the show. Talk about The Apprentice. Are you up for this?
Sure. Oh, and Regis has been saying it's fixed, so this is perfect.
Yeah, Regis said the same. Remember a couple days ago I said that I thought The Apprentice was fixed?
Yeah.
Regis said it. He got it in the newspaper.
Right.
You know what? You might want to pick up 6 now, Mike, and be Regis with me. And Regis, oh, yes, hello?
He might take this.
Hold on, Regis, would you pick up and let her know?
Hello?
We're looking for the Trumpster.
Is the Trumpster there?
Thank you. Ask him to go on the air with us. Will you ask him to go on the air?
Absolutely.
Oh, this is fun.
Who would have thought?
I adore you, Donald. Will you come on the air on the Don and Mike show?
You got to get his permission, Regis.
Would you come on the air with my good friends, Don and Mike? This is Regis with Don and Mike. Oh, come on now. Will you come on the Don and Mike show, Donald?
He knows it's not.
No, it's not, Regis. I'll be honest with you. But please come on the Don and Mike show and talk about The Apprentice. We deceive when we're trying to get big celebrity
guests. Mr. Trump, yes, we're on the air right now. Your voice is not on the air. Yes, we deceived our audience. We told them we'd lie and Mike would pretend to be Regis, so we could say hi to you.
We haven't done it in a very long time, but we're so excited about The Apprentice that we...
Pardon me? We should what?
We're at 50 stations across the country.
We're in Washington, D.C.
We're based in Washington, D.C. You'd make our listeners...
Just call up. How about just put your voice on there? Just say hello.
Just say hello and you can hang up.
Please?
Hello?
Did he say hello?
I think he's gone.
Hey, Don?
No, he's gone.
Don?
Oh. He hung up.
Oh. God damn.
Wow.
I thought that close.
I thought he was such a ham that he would go on.
It was so funny.
No profit in it.
It was so funny.
Yes.
Hey, I love you, Regis. That's the first thing he says. I love Regis.
Right. Did you deceive your audience like this? Yeah.
Wow. You talked to Donald Trump.
I'm sorry.
Now, wait. What did he say? Just call up sometime and I'll go on with you. I don't believe that, but it'd be
call the office.
But we should do that legitimately.
Yeah.
There you go.
Have the producer do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Call right now. Call right now.
That was pretty cool.
That's the same guy we just called and got through and fooled Donald Trump. And
right.
That calls yourself. Be legit.
Because it's too funny. You guys had to hear that we really were on the phone
with
Donald Trump.
Believe it.
Hey, Regis, how are you?
You're the big piece. It's unfortunate that they couldn't hear that, you know, in the old days.
Yeah, we would have just...
First, we used to get in trouble in the old days, too.
And he's one of those guys who really would sue us.
Right. It's kind of...
No answer yet.
No, all right, you leave the message. Do we have the guy whose mom's a whore?
Yeah, you got two possibilities.
We got two. All right. All we need is one. So now, here's how we play. My mom's a whore.
All right. How do we play?
We've got a guy on the phone. I don't know which guy it is. I'm assuming it's a guy whose mother is a whore. He's already a winner because we verified that his mom's a whore.
All right.
What we need now are five guys who think that they can fool us into believing that their mom is a whore. Do you get this?
Because
we will ask very specific questions.
Okay.
Keeping in mind the new FCC witch hunt standards.
Of course.
But we'll find out. And here's the deal. If you're a guy calling us and you say your mom's a whore, but your mom's really not a whore, but we end up saying, I vote for this guy to be
right.
Mom's a whore. If you fool us, me, Mike, and Buzz, you win $100. If this guy, whose mom really is a whore, if he fools all of us,
right.
He's already won $200.
And he fools us into thinking she's not.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't pick this guy,
right.
He's going
to
get
to tell the truth.
He's going to get $500.
Okay.
Because he would have fooled all of us.
Yeah.
He'll get. You understand?
Yeah.
He get $100 from each one of us if we're, on all the times that we're wrong.
And this is great because we'll be asking the stories about the whole story of how the mom got into that profession.
Because there is someone out there. Actually, there's more than one. Let's just go with the best one though. The best mom is a whore.
And then we get the other five guys.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
You would think it'll be pretty easy to find out who's lying and who's not lying.
Mm-hmm, right.
Because the guy whose mom is really a whore has got all the answers. And incidentally, win, lose, or draw, and if the guy fools us and ends up winning $500, which he would win, we will call his mother on the air, and he has been told this. And we will verify that she is or was a whore.
Yes.
And our crap detectors are way out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you got to watch us now, because right now we're on fire.
Absolutely.
We just did a great radio bit with Donald Trump. Unfortunately, because of the FCC, you couldn't hear it.
You couldn't hear it.
But me and Mike both had lots of good time with Donald Trump.
Right. Somebody's getting yelled at right now because of us.
So listen, you get the concept here for my mom's a whore?
Yeah.
We got a guy whose mom really is a whore.
You know, I got to give Donald Trump credit, though. I fooled a lot of people with that, Regis. And he immediately,
this isn't Regis. And come on, Donald. I like the fact he says, Are you guys lying to your audience?
Deceiving.
Yeah, deceiving your audience.
Do you deceive your audience like this?
Yes. Give a call.
Call, guys. I'll come on legitimately.
Yeah.
That'll never happen.
Sure. Is your mom a whore? Well, if we think so, you can win cash.
Wow.
Right. 877-365-3636. Because there is one guy whose mom truly is a whore.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to these other guys. We'll interview them. We'll make a snap decision. And then we'll talk to the guy whose mom really is a whore. And her and his mom.
Yes, and we'll find out if the story's true.
Excellent.
Let me make sure that we're all on board with this.
We call Mr. Orange.
Mr. Orange sounds like Reservoir Dogs.
Hey, British Joe,
yeah.
The guy who's who we've got on the line,
right.
Please keep that hidden. His mom, who is the whore,
yeah.
Do we have her phone number to call
yeah,
her?
Yeah, it's right there on that piece of paper.
Okay. What piece of paper would
the
that
one
be?
One I have.
Oh, the one you have? Okay.
It's an orange piece of paper.
All right, so now we get the imposters and let the Inquisition begin.
Right, thanks, Joe.
Sure.
All right.
Arkansas out.
Right. D-O-N-I out.
That's right, and of course... As far as mother's names, let's use aliases.
When we come back,
okay.
We'll play My Mom is a Whore. And dedicated to Donald Trump.
Real first and last names, not necessarily.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
See, Donald Trump a little sharper than that.
They are the Dean's Peanuts,
right,
Don
right.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right.
Should have known.
Hey. We still got through.
Yeah, we did.
Amazing.
We did.
You know why? That's why. Because he'll never love you the way I love you, Donald Trump. And why don't you hire me for your next apprentice? Look at this. What are you doing, Buzz?
Singing along with the song.
It looked like you were having some kind of asthma attack over there.
I love the song.
I see you're mouthing the words.
Yeah.
Asthma. Hey, Donald Trump, hire me. Look at it. Got the phone number call. We got through. And hire him.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't have gotten through to say I had Regis on the phone if Mike hadn't been here.
Yeah, this is Regis. I need to speak to Donald.
Right.
How are you?
It was great because...
How are you, my friend?
And he picked up the phone.
Great
the
moment.
First thing he says, I love Regis.
I love Regis. I love you, Regis.
Dope. Okay, my mom's a whore. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys.
We're going to do this in order?
Yep. One of them, their mom is really a whore. We'll talk to each guy for approximately 1 minute. And then we'll try to find out which one of these guys really has the mom who is a whore.
All right, very good.
Or was a whore. Let's begin with Rob. And for the purpose, I've been told for the purposes of secrecy, because some of them live in areas where... whores are plentiful.
Yes.
And legal. Mm-hmm. We're not going to say where anybody's calling from.
Okay. Okay. Very good. And we're as far as the mom's names,
we just go with first name.
We will use, yeah.
Or just call them mom.
Just mom.
Rob.
Yes.
Hi, Rob. Your mom is a whore.
yeah. Well, was.
Robbie, you know what? Give me the tick, 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 60 second thing.
Mm-hmm. Rob, how did you come into this knowledge that your mom did this? Was she open about it?
Actually, no, I didn't find out until, I had an inkling when I was around 16, but my parents got divorced when I was much younger, when I was about 9,
mm-hmm.
And my mom was never, she wasn't like a street walker. She wasn't out flagging down truckers or anything like that. It was more like she would see like 3 to 4 guys a month.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find out?
Well, I mean, she did it at the house, but I was kind of a loner. I kind of kept to myself. When I was 16.
So she'd entertain gentlemen callers at the house?
Well, she would end up there. She would bring them back there.
Uh-huh.
So like in the morning.
Did you ever see your mom with a guy or see a guy leaving the house?
I would see, like I said, it was like the same. It was like same 3 or 4 guys. So there was like, uh-huh. You know, it was like.
And when did you find out? When did you find out that she was paid for her services?
Okay, well, it was my sister and myself, and my sister and my mom didn't get along at all. They just scream at each other all the time.
Uh-huh.
She used to say, well,
no, I'm sorry, time's up.
Time's up. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Time's up to make your convincing case.
Hold on. Well, this is how we play. My mom is a whore.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Tad. Hello, Tad.
Tad.
Hey, Don.
Tad.
If your last name is Paul, I believe your mom's a whore. Tad, let's start the clock. Tad, is your mom a whore?
Yes.
Currently or formerly?
Currently.
Currently, and when did you find out about this, Ted?
Probably about 10 years ago.
10 years ago, and how did you find out?
Long story short, my father passed away when I was very young and left her with nothing.
Uh-huh.
I went to school all day and did sports after school, and she, the job she told me she had was like an editor proofreader for a publishing company, so she stayed home all day.
Now, hold on, Joe, what is this? Not Tad? What's your name, sir?
What's good?
Neil?
Oh, this is Neil.
Neil,
not Tad. I'm sorry. Neil?
Okay.
Your mom, you said 10 years.
Husband died and left mom with nothing, and that's why mom went into the business.
Pretty good money. Why'd she quit?
She didn't quit.
She's still doing it, Buzz. She's still a whore. How old is your mom?
53.
Oh. Who is the celebrity your mom most resembles?
When she was younger, Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, and she she's okay with you knowing this and with the world knowing this?
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's not quite enough time.
There you go. All
that right. Was contestant number two, Neil.
I was trying to do these in order, the order they called, and here is this dude, Tad.
Tad.
Hello, Tad.
Hey, guys.
I'll say the same thing. Tad Pohl.
Tad is contestant number three, if we're keeping score.
60 seconds
right
here. Tad, when,
yes, sir,
when did you find out your mom was a whore?
Well, you know what, Don? It's been common knowledge. My whole family has known that she's a whore, and I really didn't know what it meant when I was a kid, but, it was always common knowledge, and I really got angry about it when I was about 16.
How are you with it now, Tad, and how old are you now, Tad?
Me, I'm 24, and, you know, I guess that's what you do when you're 18, 19, you don't have any money, and you live in the area that I live.
Now, is she currently doing this?
No, it's been years.
But back when your mom was a whore,
sure.
What was the going rate? Any idea?
Well, I don't know. I guess she made pretty good money. I'm saying she probably made about 60 a year.
Man, that you always were surrounded with nice things?
You can say that if you call a trailer with brand new wheels on it nice things.
Did you ever call your mom a whore?
Yeah, when I was angry.
All right, hold on, Tad.
Okay, that's the best performance so far in my
opinion.
That's
Tad.
Hmm.
Here is Arnold. Arnold is our next contestant. Hi, Arnold.
Not a mic. How you doing, guys?
Very nice.
Here we go.
Very nice.
Yeah. Arnold, when did you find out your mom was a whore?
I found out about 3 months ago. I don't know how I can say this without giving it away. She worked for an establishment that closed its doors, moved up north to live with me for about close to 4 months, worked for an establishment up here that got sold to another property and was basically out of a job. And I found a certificate that basically spilled the beans on her.
And how are you guys doing now that you know?
You
get along?
I've got a son. I've got a baby. And when I first found out, I didn't want her to see the baby because this is something I never thought she would do. And now we're trying to patch it up. I mean, it's hard, but...
Our time is limited here, but I want to go back to the certificate you mentioned.
Yeah.
I don't know of any whore certificate.
I live in Reno. It's a certificate from the Department of Health and Human Services.
Oh, no,
all right. Okay. You know what?
And that's why I said you shouldn't give away the city, but I'm sorry.
I asked.
Yeah, don't watch out, guys, all right? Seriously.
That's Arnold.
Right. Yeah, that's another boy. It's getting tougher.
Mm-hmm. Here's our next contestant on My Mom is a Whore. Here is Dave. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Radio Guy.
Hi there. Let's see. I'll start with the first question. When did you find out your mom was a whore?
I was about 13 years old, junior high.
Junior high, and how did you find out, Dave?
Well, we moved to a different area, and I lived with my aunt and my mom, because one of them watched me for a week at a time, and we just ran into somebody at a local gathering spot, and it's kind of like, I said, who's that? And then they finally explained it all.
Mm. I don't believe you.
Let me tell you something. I believe he may be acting dumb to throw us off the track like they do on To Tell the Truth.
You think so? Because this guy sounds to me so bad.
Do you get along well with your mom now?
Yeah.
How old is your mom?
52.
Who's the celeb you think she most resembles?
I don't know. Jean John Gilligan's Island.
All right, and when is the last time your mom had sex for money?
Oh, shoot. She quit doing that. As far as I know, probably about 8 or 9 years ago.
8 or 9 years ago. Another decade passes.
And are you...
And is your mom okay with you knowing and everybody knowing?
Yeah.
Oh, all All right, hold on a second.
Dave, contestant number five. We have one more contestant to go.
Now, see, now you've made me think about the guy who thinks he might fool us by pretending.
Are we
going
to have a little panel, a little round table afterwards?
Yeah,
yeah, very good.
And we have one more. Here is Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Dan, when did you find out your mom was a whore?
When I was 16.
Another 16.
How did you find out, Dan?
My grandma told me.
Oh, and why did your grandma why did grandma decide to tell
you? That's the guy that maybe I believe.
Well, she told me because my mom, I mean, she does massages. She goes into places all the time doing massages. And she came to me one day and just said, you know, your mom left when she was 15, basically told me the scoop. I didn't talk to her for 2 years.
Hmm. Is your mom still a whore now?
No, she's not.
And how are you getting along with mom now?
We get along... Well, we get along okay now. Basically, she stopped when I found out.
All right, but here's an important question. I think Mike tried to ask the last guy this. How would your mom... You had to, obviously, to tell Joe, if you're the real guy, that we were going to call your mom.
Yeah, and obviously, and they will be referred to as mom. I think that's the best way to do it.
How will your mom feel if you're the real guy, we select you, we call you up, and we call her up, and we say, hey, you're on the radio because you're a whore?
Well, she's not going to be too happy that she's on national radio, of course. However... We've gotten to the point now, because of it was such a rift in our relationship.
Oh, we're out of time.
That's it, we're out of time.
That is Rob, Neil, Tad, Arnold, Dave, and Dan.
And we're going to do this real fast, like no break or anything. It's commercial-free whoring.
Ready.
Right. We try to decide. Rob, the first guy?
Mm-hmm. Rob was, to me, kind of flat. I didn't, he was the first contestant, so it was not a bad story, but I didn't necessarily believe it.
Second guy was Neil.
And I put Neil into the same category, where Neil, you know, it was credible, it sounded like he thought about it, but nothing really specific.
But here's the thing, with all of these guys, it's entirely possible they're telling us the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was nothing that jumped out where we...
This was just pure guesswork.
Hold on, no, there was one guy I didn't believe. I think it was Arnold I didn't believe. The guy Tad,
mm-hmm.
I thought had a very solid story.
I gave Tad my first star... And I actually, Tad is in the running for my finalists here.
Arnold, I didn't like. I wrote that down. I didn't believe him at all.
I thought Arnold had credibility.
Mm-hmm. See, I'd go out on a limb and think Arnold for sure is not the guy. Dave.
Dave's the only one that I put an X through. Because I thought Dave was just full of it. And then I came up with the scenario that maybe Dave was playing the dumb guy.
And that's what made me think that, too. And then you have the last guy, Dan. And maybe it's just because he's the last guy.
Dan said she stopped doing it when he
found out. I kind of believe him, too. Aye, aye, aye.
Eesh.
All right, so we've got Rob, Tad, Neil, Arnold, Dave.
Rob, Neil, Tad, Arnold, Dave, and Dan.
All right, whose mom is a whore? Whose mom is a whore?
Who wants to guess first?
I think, for me, it's between Dan and Tad.
Now, they have to fool. They have to fool all of us, right?
And it's whoever it is already won $200.
Right. Okay.
Dan or Tad?
Maybe all their moms are.
Just one guy, Buzz. Okay. Just one guy's mom. I'm going to go with Tad. I think Tad's mom is a whore. Okay. Mike.
Don, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to go with my original hunch on Dave that he was playing it dumb, and he was trying to play us a little bit to get the extra money, and I'm going to say it was Dave.
Okay. I say it's Tad. Mike says it's Dave. Buzz.
I think it's Rob, the first guy.
First guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go through them in the order that we talked to them. Or should... Rob, why don't you go find out whose mom is a whore?
Oh, I know.
Oh, you already know?
Yeah.
Oh, do you really? Well, then why don't you tell me... Look at the screen here.
Right.
Has anybody selected the whore?
Do you recap your guesses one more time?
I say it is Tad.
I said it's Dave.
And I said Rob.
One of you has selected the whore.
Uh-huh. Then that means there are three guys that we can get rid of right away.
Right.
Who win prizes, but that's it. And those three guys would be...
Neil, Arnold, and Dan.
Neil, yeah. Arnold, let me talk to Arnold first, because I knew... Arnold, I knew you were lying. Totally busted.
The detector is working good, guys.
Yeah, absolutely, Arnold.
But I put a lot of thought into this, too.
Arnold, just for calling and trying to convince us your mom's a whore, you won the Sopranos prize pack. Hell Hath No Fury, like the family. Don't miss the all-new Sopranos this Sunday night at 9, 8 Central on HBO. Thank you for listening.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. We love you in Reno.
Thank you, my friend. All right, so he's gone.
And the next person that wasn't picked would be Dan.
Dan. Let me see. Dan, right. The last guy. Wow. And
Man, I thought you guys were going to go for me.
Dan, you had the good gift of gab. I gave you a star. I was, you know, you were in the hunt.
Dan, between it was for me, it was you and that guy, Tad. And I don't, your story,
it touched
I tell
me.
You what, you're a good, touch me. You're a good storyteller, but it just it didn't fly.
Uh-huh. Well, all right. I'm the guy that does the Euphigenia Doubtfire voice for every once in a while on your call.
Ah, Mrs. Doubtfire. Can we hear a little of that before you go?
Hello, dear.
Hello.
It was a run by Sue team.
All right, you've also won the Sopranos prize pack, Sopranos Weekend on HBO. Thank you for
Salt Lake loves you guys.
Thank you, my friend. Oh, you're calling from Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake,
and we love
Salt. Where it's hard to be a whore.
Sherman.
Yes, he is.
And the other guy we
Neil.
Wanted, Neil. Uh-huh. Oh, Neil, right. Hey, Neil.
Radio God.
Neil was the second guy, right?
Right, Neil, contestant number two.
Neil, your mom's not a whore.
No, but I almost wish she was.
Neil, you've won the Sopranos prize pack.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you, Neil.
Now we're down to...
Is it Rob, Tad, or Dave?
Right.
All right, Robbie, you're going to have to...
You know, Don, I think the thrill should be you should start in order and just go through them. And if we get it, if the first guy, then we just do it that way.
Rob.
Yes.
Is... Oh, hold on. Who voted for Rob?
I did.
Buzz voted for Rob.
Is your mom a whore?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Good job,
you just won... $100 for fooling Buzz.
Very good.
Thank you, my friend.
Where are you from, Rob?
Out by Dulles Airport in Virginia.
What does your mom really do for a living?
Oh, she's fantastic. If she knew I was doing this, she would be crying.
That's why we'll refer to them only as mom when we finally call.
Anyway, what does she do? Is she retired? Does she still work?
No, she's been a homemaker. Whole life.
Oh, a housewife. Okay,
right,
very good.
Second. That means, hey, as always, Mike, it's down to just you and I.
It is done.
And it's Tad
between
next.
Tad and Dave.
Tad's my guy, and that's the guy we got to go to next. Come on, big bucks. Come on, seven. Tad.
What happened?
Tad.
Hello.
Tad.
Hello.
This is
Tad.
Tad, is your mom a whore?
Yes, my mom is a whore.
Don's
the winner.
You got it.
Your mom's a whore.
Yeah, she is.
You were credible, Tad. You were very credible.
But now we have to call her. Robbie, you got the number?
Yeah, I do.
Now.
Well, she works at a bar, so imagine that.
Hmm? All right.
You guys got to call her.
All right, maybe we should call her off the air at first.
Rob is making the call first.
And should we talk to Dave before we get rid of
Hold on. And Tad, incidentally, let's see, you went $200 for calling. We're going to verify your mom's a whore. And you win $200, but you fool Buzz and you fool Mike. That's $200 more you win for.
But look at you.
$100.
You whoremonger.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's talk to this guy, Dave, who is Mike's selection. Dave.
Hey guys,
Dave, you just were a dumb guy. I thought you were dumbing it down to be to be good on the show, but no, you're just a dumb guy.
Dave, you win $100 because Mike believed you.
Yeah. I believed you because I thought you were playing it dumb.
I know, but still, technically, he wins.
I just wanted to spread it out. Okay, do you want to know the truth? I would have picked Tad.
Well, you should have picked Tad.
Tad was my first star.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I would have picked the dumb guy if you hadn't said. I think the dumb guy's being just too dumb.
Right, exactly. But anyway, Dave, you did win the money.
Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. All right, thank you. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
Hold on. Now, Robbie's on the phone trying to get the mom on the phone. What's happening, Rob?
Well, they told me she... Hi, hold on.
All right,
we don't want to give away her name.
Right. Her name.
Mm-hmm.
Like they all don't know. You could have just called and said, is Mama whore there?
Do we have your permission to put your voice on the
airwaves? There we go. All right. Good. We're going to get the mom on with the son.
They're going to call you mom, okay? Hang on for me.
You got her?
Yep.
All right, Dave.
Hello?
I mean, Tad, are you there?
Hold on. Let me get him. Tad?
I'm there.
Tad, we got your mom on.
I'm here, son.
Hey, mom. Mom, you're...
I'm sorry.
Mom, you're...
You're bothering me at work, son.
I know. Hold on. Shut up, Tad. Mom, we have to ask you a question. You're on a national radio show. It's kind of an embarrassing question.
Right.
But
we're playing a game with Tad, and Tad called in to participate, and that's why we're not using any names here.
Is it true that you were a prostitute?
Yes, that is true.
Oh, Tad.
Winner.
Tad is the big winner.
Oh, God.
It's paid off again.
Hey,
put the money with you.
The name of the game is My Mom is a Whore. And Tad has just won $400 for playing My Mom is a Whore.
Wow.
He never thought he would profit from that at all.
Wow, well, Tad, you're the man.
And, I know. Hey, you guys are the man.
And, oh, hey, I'm the man. I figured him out.
And, Mom, we won't give any names out, but you're the ultimate good sport.
Thank you.
Are you still applying your trade, Mom?
You know, occasionally I do. I do practice.
Oh, now, when you practice, do you practice for free or for money?
For money, of course.
Ah, for money, all right. Well, it's still active. Isn't that great?
Let me ask you something,
you know,
Mom.
Tad has a lot of credit I have to take care of.
That's right.
How hard did you have to work for $400?
I mean, think about this. That's a good question.
Tad just called our radio show. You would have to really, literally work your ass off for $400, right?
I did work my ass off for that.
Yeah. All right. Taking care of your son's bad credit. That's great, Mom.
You're very nice.
Very nice.
Thank you for being on our show. We'll let you get back to work at the bar.
And Tad,
thank you.
Tad, you know, really, I think the right thing to do is give Mom a little of that money. She certainly does appreciate it.
You should hang out with your mom.
She made enough on her back, Mike.
What?
She made enough on her back.
Oh!
Well,
all right.
All right, both of you. Hold on. Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And
Tad, bye, Mom.
Congratulations. And thanks for being the first to play My Mom's a Whore.
Wow.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You know, for an inaugural game, that went pretty damn well.
Happy Mother's Day.
Pretty good. Damn, I shouldn't have picked that other guy. Yeah.
I got some other new ones, too.
Yeah.
Wait until we play Don't Call Me Mike.
Right.
Another one called Outrun Your Phone.
Does Don't Call Me Mike involve me?
It does not.
Oh, good. Okay, I can breathe.
It does not. Anyway, my mom's a whore. There you go. Mm-hmm. It's Tad.
Look at you. You're all proud of yourself, aren't you? I like it when you know, he's got a self-satisfied, and you deserve it. You should have a self-satisfied look.
I picked the guy, I picked the whore.
And you know, isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, be proud where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Like,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
You're right. It looked like a stupid bobblehead. really won something.
You know, I think the key to playing My Mom's a Whore is to go with your instincts.
Go with that first reaction. Damn it. As always, Mike, the dummies let you down.
Yeah, the idiots have let me down completely.
The orange people let you down. Buzz, what's your lead today on News and Comments?
This just in, yet another Michael Jackson bombshell, and this one's different.
Ooh. Oh, really? Oh, good. Oh, Buzz. I do love it when you're teasing like that. And could you do
used to do it for a living.
Could you do a Jack Blackism for me?
I was what's watching, that? How's that going?
School of Rock.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching it always now, just because.
Yeah, it's fun.
Just because, you know, I'm queer like that.
I used to watch School of Rock.
Yeah.
And what he does that I love is that there's one scene where he's trying to get Joan Cusack to let the kids go out on a field trip.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The principal.
He's getting her drunk.
Right.
And Stevie Nicks. And before he speaks, he says, like, I want to tell you something. And he goes, like, he puts his finger up to his lips,
mm-hmm.
like right in the middle of it, goes, mm. But would you watch the movie, and you'll see the manner. Do that for me.
All right.
Do that for
me. I shall.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I just wasted the last 30 seconds.
Oh, I disagree.
That wasn't professional, Mike. That sucked.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
A lot of people are doing something with a finger right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The number one radio show in Haiti. The Don and Mike Show.
Goddamn right. Proud of that.
Yeah. How you doing, Haiti?
Remember, Buzz's News and Comment now. Buzz brought to you by Duramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Duramax, number one, because it really works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Dr. Zella, clinically tested, patented Duramax. 1-888 VMAX. B-O-S-C-O-N on K-H-J.
That's what DJs would
say. Tight, baby.
That was cool.
He's Boston on a radio station called K-H-J. Here's Buzz. He's 3 and a half of the hour. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Soft-spoken Michael Jackson wouldn't have thugs doing his bidding, would he?
Been
bye.
The 2 hours. Hi, Mike.
Prosecutors in his child molestation case are talking about... Sounds like it.
Like you.
Prosecutors in the child molestation case are talking about filing formal charges against two of Jackson's associates.
Yo.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. I'm tired.
The main charge against Jackson's associates?
Yeah.
Witness intimidation.
Hey, yo, Johnny, come here. You remember something. When you was with Michael, you was watching The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael.
Like that.
Yeah. You remember little Johnny here?
Yes, we were watching The Simpsons.
Little cute Johnny.
Thank you, Bruno.
What were you doing with Johnny?
Watching The Simpsons, Bruno.
Now, Johnny, get out of here.
Thank you so much, Bruno.
And Johnny, incidentally, if you were not telling the police you're watching The Simpsons, your mommy and daddy will be in heaven with the angels.
And please to always be blurring the faces on our portrait. Bye.
Because of the gag order, we have to turn to a source close to the case who says one of the men allegedly threatened to kill the younger brother of the accuser.
Oh, yeah, Johnny, I almost forgot. That story I told you about your mom and dad, forget it. It's about your little brother.
Better listen to them, Johnny.
That little brother you like so bad.
Hey, he'll kill you. He's big and strong and tough, not like me. Bye.
Threatened to kill the little brother if he told police Jackson had given him alcohol.
Jesus juice.
I didn't give him anything. We were just watching The Simpsons and drinking high C.
The other Jackson associate is charged with keeping the boy's family at the Neverland Ranch against the family's will.
Enjoy yourself at Neverland Ranch. You are free to roam in this room.
Your room?
Thank you, Bruno.
Enjoy.
You're so big and strong.
You're so little and faggy, but your money is so green.
Thank you. Bye.
Both men have refused to testify for the grand jury. They say they're innocent.
I ain't no rat. I ain't squealing.
After the hit's done, after the contract's fulfilled on this family, I'll fly away on my jetpack. Bye.
Bye. Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ has made about all the money it's going to make at the box office for this year anyway.
I told you, his 15 minutes are up. Jesus Christ is not hot. Put him in the not hot category.
Right. So the big TV networks must be eager to scoop it up. That's what Mel figured, but no. Mel was wrong. He's been pitching the movie to the networks, but ABC turned it down flat, and executives say CBS, NBC, and Fox will likely take a pass as well.
I'm surprised you didn't find a willing suitor with the man with the same name. Mel to Mel.
Yes. The movie's graphic violence, however, makes broadcasters nervous, especially in the new witch hunt environment.
And I'll tell you what, Jesus is not happening now, at least movie-wise. He's on the way down. I'll tell you what's got legs. Hellboy.
Hellboy is still kicking.
Hellboy has got some legs.
Hellboy is hot.
There's also
Jesus is not.
Also, controversy over whether the film inflames hatred against Jews. The networks are concerned about that as well. The movie's made nearly $361 million in theaters, but most advertisers want nothing to do with it. Even Showtime has said no. HBO has no comment.
Really, Showtime is the cable channel
says it's still thinking about
it. What is the deal? I mean, well, I don't understand why cable channels won't take it.
Nobody wants to touch it. I guess partly because of the Jewish aspect.
Is it a hot potato, Buzz?
It is a hot potato.
It's
indeed.
A hot potato. I told you. Jesus, he's like about to be voted off American Idol.
He's not as hot as he was.
Jesus. Imagine that. You sit there. Okay, we have Hellboy.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jesus, you are too pissed. Jesus, and we have Jennifer Garner, who's starring in the new movie 13 Going on 30, or whatever that is.
Oh.
America has voted, and in the final two, oh, Jesus, you've been voted on.
Oh, now that's your last performance.
But
go ahead.
He still plays tennis with Dick Van Patten. Yesterday, I told you how some powerful corporations and organizations and individuals had taken the rare step of partnering to fight the indecency witch hunt.
Very nice.
Today, the FCC has an answer for that.
Yes.
It says it's not afraid. It says the witch hunt will continue. In fact, it wants more.
Oh, God.
FCC Chairman Michael Powell says he wouldn't mind if the assault on free choice extended to cable and satellite and the pay networks. And he says broadcasters need to do more than they've done lately to serve the public interest. He says the number of complaints from the public has been on the rise. And yes, he says he's even been looking into complaints about Oprah.
That's only fair. I give you that. That's only fair.
You know who does this entire business just an awful, awful job of representing us?
Who?
Is this Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, dear.
That yeah. He's on the Bob Costas show on HBO this month. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see a guy, first off, you're going to be on Bob Costas' show. Okay, Bob Costas, like him or don't, I happen to really like
he's
him.
He's very smart.
He's a smart guy. He's
been great on this show over the years.
He's a classy guy. He has all kinds of people on the show. He relates to people. He's self-deprecating. He gives you a chance to say your point of view. Even with a jerk like Vince McMahon, mm-hmm. Bob Costas played it. So he's setting it up for this Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm watching this on HBO. He's saying, I got the controversial guy that was kicked off the radio. The guy shows up, first off, he's fat, we're all fat,
yeah.
But he's way fatter than we are.
Oh, really?
And he's wearing a hockey jersey.
Okay.
Or was it last night he had the hockey jersey on?
I think
on?
Both times. He was so wonderful same on jersey. With Deborah Norvell
yeah.
last night.
A Tampa Bay Lightning jersey. Now, he's a fat guy. Here's the thing. You really fat in a hockey jersey? Go 4XL. Mm-hmm. He's got like the 1XL on.
Oh, the one's a little too tight?
Yeah, and you're seeing his gigantic rolls of fat, and as he's standing there, Bob Costas is asking him, at least on the HBO thing that I saw, asking him direct questions, mm-hmm. Do you find this to be offensive? Where do you draw the line? First off, he's got Ryan Seacrest. He's a fat 39-year-old guy. Ryan Seacrest hair.
Oh, dear.
An earring. Big fat like on The Simpsons, the comic book store guy. And he's up there representing
right.
the entire radio business. So I wasn't even going to talk about this because I saw the HBO show. Rob calls me last night and says, during a commercial break on 24, which was outstanding last mm-hmm. night.
Yeah. Mm. I agree.
Rob says turn on 356 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, MSNBC, Deborah Norvell, who's on Bubba the Love Sponge.
Just a big load.
Yeah. And
same hockey jersey, I think.
Same one. And again, you know, not pounding the message that, hey, the radio has a knob and everybody can make their own
which
choices.
Is really what we've always
and,
said. Right?
And, you know,
what's he saying?
What he's saying is, the Bubba army is out there.
Oh.
Support me. And the part that I heard was where he said, I just want everybody to know, Bubba merchandise is still available at TA.
Oh, that's
you know, that,
wow.
That's Travel America. That's like the truck stops all right. up and down the East Coast. Get your Bubba merchandise at TA and go to Bubba online. I mean, not a good job.
He's kind of desperately trying to hawk his wares.
And yeah. also not very well spoken. His main message, I think, on Norvell last night, and it's funny, by the way, when a quote-unquote real journalist has to say, we are joined by Bubba the Love Sponge, but his main message was, people vote with their pocketbooks.
Oh, God.
Right. And so that's his deal. And also handsome when they showed him running his control board,
oh.
his chin on the counter.
Oh, God. There's a scene, Mike, where he did the stock footage. And he does the morning show, so I'll give him at least I'll cut him slack. Say it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Whatever.
Right.
He's behind the board. He's got the baseball hat on. And his big fat chin is down here. And he's leaned over just like this. He can't even see over the board. You just hear, it's Bubba the Love Sponge this morning. Hey, what do you say, Bubba Army? What's happening, Bubba Army? Oh, that's right. Oh, Bubba Army. Yeah, it's Travel America.
Jesus Christ. Bad.
That's the guy?
And bad. That's the guy that's representing all of us.
Well, right? He's the first guy to get canned.
Yeah.
You know, and meanwhile, all you journalists out there that are calling us, and I don't know why Alan has a problem with me mentioning this, Variety Magazine called mm-hmm. some other industry magazine call
all over this.
They want to talk to us about how it is that we're managing to still do our show in this environment. And what's the guy? Who's the guy that called today from the Post?
Howard Kurtz.
Oh, yeah. He writes some media notes for the Washington Post. Guy was amazed to know it's in our contract that we are not allowed to speak to the media.
True.
Howard Kurtz or anybody else, you want to know what we're doing on our show? Turn on the freaking radio. Listen to it. We're doing the same show we did before, except we took out the stuff that the FCC said take out.
Right. That's all it was. And, you know, and we made this point. Anybody that tuned into this show after all that went down, if we hadn't talked about doing it, nobody would have noticed.
They wouldn't know.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody would notice.
You think we're doing the same show.
Yeah.
It's not that tough. It's really not that tough. We're having a lot of fun doing the show.
Absolutely.
Why don't you write that down, Howard Kurtz? Why don't you write that down? Listen to me now, because this is the only way you're going to get the interview. You can quote me on this. Our show is great. We have no problem with this. However, the FCC's out of their freaking mind.
Absolutely.
And out of their freaking mind.
And it's important to say what you said a moment ago, because really the way we look at this, that's why the radio has a knob on it. Mm-hmm. And even when you're listening to a news station and they come in with the 5-year anniversary of Columbine, broadcasting the comments from a teenager who witnessed the shooting,
mm-hmm.
and I hit the volume control because I got my kids in the car.
That's
because
right.
I find that indecent for them to listen to.
Yep.
And it's going to shake them up and it's going to scare them. And that's
yep.
what parents should do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. It's about personal responsibility.
Right.
It's why they have a volume control on the radio.
And also, Mr. Burt,
at the radio. They were sitting there, and right. you hear, you know, I said, this is how they did it on the news station. They came on and they said, 5 years ago today, oh my God, somebody's getting, and I've got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old yeah. in the car, and I just, I mean, I lunged for that radio, and my daughter, you know, it, you know, heard it and said, Daddy, was that a grown up? I said, I'm not sure. And you know, and because the ears perk up.
Right.
And you want to talk about stuff that affects children,
mm-hmm.
it's not necessarily when you're hearing certain things on show, because these shows, you know, my kids don't listen to this show.
Right.
It's a show for grown-ups,
right.
even when we're doing it the way we're doing it. But when you hear, you know, a screaming teenager that's, you know, just witnessed a
but
brutal
that's
shooting.
News.
Yeah, right.
That's news. And just let me mention one last thing. This guy, Howard yeah, Kurtz from right. the Washington Post,
right.
are you listening?
The writer. Yeah.
You want a quote? Dynamite gear available at TA.
And you can quote that.
So Bubba, not the best representative.
No, I didn't. And he had a deal, I guess, with satellite radio that has just
yeah.
fallen. Just, it's just it's gone.
Can't
it's,
imagine.
Yeah.
The one thing I took away from that is he's the type of fellow who uses the phrase, your guys's.
But I felt bad. I felt bad for him. He's the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
He's the guy. I mean, Stern's getting fined. I got news for you. Infinity ain't firing him. They're never going to fire Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy, Clear Channel, bent over like a, well, I can't say.
No.
I would have said before.
Anymore. Sure.
But they very flexible when they bent over to say, goodbye, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've made millions of dollars for this company, but now you're, you know.
Right.
The three and the scrap.
That's the way it works. Better him
so
than us.
So my advice to him is, listen, go to
Better him than us, bud.
Go to Men's Warehouse. Get yourself a nice jacket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just get a shirt with some buttons on it. When you, if you're going to be on with Bob Costas, for God's sake.
Shirt with buttons on it.
Clean it up a little.
I mean, if you want to wear a jersey when you're on with Deborah Norville, okay, but when you're on Bob Costas, Jesus Christ.
We own suits.
Put a shirt on, for God's sake.
Well, we can't talk to the media, though.
Well, enough about that topic for today. The bigger question may be, is Matt LeBlanc having his way with Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, would I love that. How you doing?
Really? Like real life?
Oh,
hey, Brad,
yeah.
Brad Pitt, how you doing?
I mean, Brad Pitt's over there doing that movie with Angelina Jolie.
Yes, yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah.
And there are all those
please.
Rumors about them, right?
Yeah, well, doesn't she do that with like every co-star?
Everybody.
God bless her. Yes. let me tell you, the New York Post today had a picture of Jennifer Aniston wiping her lipstick off of Matt's lips after they had kissed. The kiss is described by the photographer as tender. He says there was snuggling. Jennifer's married to the now beefed up Brad Pitt, who quit smoking and built some muscle for a new movie. The kiss came yesterday in L.A. as LeBlanc pulled up to a restaurant in his silver Porsche, jumped out and jumped into the arms of Mrs. Brad Pitt. Brad, by the way, was seen recently holding hands with Angelina Jolie.
How you doing? Good for you, Joey.
And then Joey and Jennifer had lunch together. Their spokespeople haven't returned any calls about this.
I like Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
He's so dumb.
Good for him.
How you doing?
Or is he?
Yeah.
I like when you call him Matt LeBlanc.
Hold on.
Telephone.
So who
it's
could
an
be
inside call. You know, I don't know who. It's the hotline.
I'm
going
to answer it.
Hello? Yes. Sorry, we're done with that game now. Thank you, though. That was the Cambodian baby that Angelina Jolie adopted.
Oh,
all I can say, my mother is a whore.
Don't pick on Angelina Jolie.
I can't help it. Buzz, what's next?
Coming up next, a story about Lisa Marie Presley and who she's seeing.
Who she's seeing?
You know
Buzz,
what I mean?
She's very nice. She's very nice.
I think you do.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is for George Bush. Good God.
Absolutely nothing.
Like the Girl Scouts. They have changed.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Right on. Shout out here. Don and Mike show on Westwood One, Pittsburgh. WURP. How about Lake Tahoe, California? KTHO. Rochester, New York. WHCK. And special shout out to Iowa City, Iowa. KCJJ.
Thank you for the flowers.
This is War, of course, by Ringo's brother. Ed. Edwin Starr?
Yeah.
Ed Starr.
Doesn't sound anything like Ringo.
And, oh, let me see. How about Mad City? Good God. Madison, Wisconsin. WTLX. X100.5.
And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. So the other big question has to do with Lisa Marie Presley and Jeff Goldblum. There's a string of pictures on the web today of the two of them swimming nude and playing together in a really friendly way.
And Buzz has the picture. Now, that's nice when you turn around your computer so we can see the picture.
The doughy Jeff Goldblum.
Buzz, I have to tell you, there's really... nothing quite like swimming in the nude.
I agree.
You must try it.
I'll tell you something. I've been with a lot of men, Jeff.
Have you, Lisa?
And I'm looking at these pictures that Buzz has of us on the website, and I want to say something to you. You're quite a man.
Thank you. Hey, I'm excited about this. This is real.
Look at this. At this one picture where apparently I'm worshiping a part of your anatomy.
I must
on the bed.
Let me give me a second and stand
you
up.
You go ahead and look at that.
Jeff, you'll want to see these, I think.
Lisa.
I don't know if you're aware.
I'm in such ecstasy and agony simultaneously.
So am I.
Very, very exciting.
Buzz, what is the name of... Oh, look, there I am, topless.
Some nice pictures of
Lisa
Marie.
Lisa Marie Presley. Look, I'm topless.
Here's the thing I should point out to you.
Yes?
The sand gets in all the nooks and crannies. Real exciting stuff.
I can imagine.
Great stuff.
Well, Lisa Marie, by the way...
What is the website, Buzz?
You want me to give it out on the air?
Yes.
It's at newsfilter.org.
Got you. Thank you very much.
Halfway down the first page that comes up there.
Very, very informative.
Yeah. I'd like to try to do my...
Shut up, Daddy.
...record. I tried it last night. And
Daddy, I'm here with my new boyfriend.
Jeff Goldblum.
I don't know the words to it, so...
If I goof it up.
You know, please forgive us.
I hope I didn't goof up the sand.
Can you imagine Elvis meeting Jeff Goldblum?
Hi there, King of Rock and Roll.
Hey, Jack.
Blown away. I absolutely love your music. I love, really dug Jailhouse Rock.
Hey, I know you. Hey, hold on. You're the fly.
I'm the fly. I'm the only.
That's how I know, yeah. Right?
You are the fly.
You are the
not no fly.
I urge you to watch it again. It will fascinate you.
Hold on. I know you. You were in the big, where they met each other. I know the answer. We go at the house with the people, and you're dancing.
Oh, yeah.
You're dancing to Motown music.
Elvis, let me enlighten you. The Big Chill.
The Big Chill.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Very exciting film.
You're outstanding.
And, of course, let's not ignore Jurassic Park.
Yeah, he would absolutely say, I know you. You're the Dinosaur Man.
I'm Dinosaur Man.
And I also know you.
Put it, King of Rock and Roll, if I can put it to you simply, just call me Dinosaur Man.
If you would please treat my daughter with the same respect that you showed your fellow cast members in Independence Day.
Very good.
I'd be happy.
Thank you, EAP.
Thank you, GG.
You're welcome.
AG.
JG.
JG.
Oh, it's just delightful talking.
And as long as I'm here, let me say I'm very sad that the retarded boy from American Idol who sang my songs did not make it further. JPL.
Yes, JPL, John Peter Lewis, R.I.P., JPL. What a great guy he is.
Nicole Kidman, meanwhile, has been given the old Heimlich by a New York waiter. Reports say she nearly choked to death when a chunk of vegetable got stuck in her throat at a fancy restaurant. A quick-thinking waiter saw it happen.
What was Tom Gavin doing in New York? He said a chunk of vegetable got stuck in her throat.
Let go of me. Let go of me.
What's up, guys?
A quick-thinking waiter saw it happen and performed the Heimlich maneuver. Afterward, Kidman reportedly tried to reward the waiter with money, but he refused, quoting him, "I'm just doing my job."
All right, now listen, here's the tape. Here's the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurant sound effect. You got a restaurant?
Setting the scene, what this must have been like.
You're going to hear Nicole Kidman start to cough, and then someone's going to give her the Heimlich maneuver.
Very good.
And the vegetable will pop out.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Oh, there she is.
What's up, guys?
Oh, hold on. Still there.
Yep.
Is it gone? Is it gone?
Oh.
John.
Yep.
I was waiting for Tom to shoot out.
Well, there was no... Oh, let me start it over. Oh, dear. What's up, guys?
Vegetable.
Oh, God. Yep.
And there you go.
There it is.
There's vegetable popping out of Nicole Kidman's throat.
This one's for Rob.
Mike, hold on. We think we've got the right.
We're going to do it one more time to get it right?
What, you wanted to hear it really popping out?
As it happened.
Okay, here you go. Here's Nicole Kidman. Now the vegetable is going to shoot out of her throat.
What's up, guys?
Bingo! Perfection has been achieved.
There you go.
You know, I'm sick. That's what I was looking for. On the Toronto waterfront yesterday, 250-ton...
What?
They're attacking! But Toronto, watch out!
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no reading ahead, Rob. On the Toronto waterfront yesterday, two 50-ton ships fired artillery at each other. We're told it was a mock battle to promote the release of the movie Master and Commander on DVD, but as we all know, it was probably a rehearsal for Canada's eventual attack on the U.S.
You're funny.
You've been warned.
You're funny, Buzz.
The latest survey results out this week show that President Bush has regained his lead over John Kerry. It's the same narrow margin Kerry recently had over Bush, 5%, with a 4% margin of error. But the CNN...
Long way to go.
The CNN... Yes, it's very early in the year. CNN USA Today poll also shows that fewer than half of us approve of the way the president's handling the war in Iraq.
Amen.
Bush now leads Kerry in a two-man race, 51% to 46%. But when you add in the Nader factor, Bush has 50%, Kerry 44%, and Nader... 4%.
And listen, here's the thing. As someone who was going to vote for Nader out of protest, now I'll vote for Kerry. And one of the reasons I've decided to is I saw Kerry on one of those Meet the Press shows.
Okay.
One of those shows. And unlike his predecessor, the big dumb Al Gore, who just kind of let Nader go down there and screw up Florida and didn't do anything
right.
I saw Kerry saying all the right stuff. Nader's a guy who's been out there for a long time. I want to talk to Nader. I want Nader to know that the stuff he's doing is the stuff that I'm going to incorporate. Mm-hmm. He's giving him lip service, but that's all that this nutty Ralph Nader wants.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to get his agenda on there, and,
right.
And he should. I mean, so some of the things Ralph Nader wants aren't that bad.
Legit. Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, what was it, seatbelts? Isn't he responsible for
yes,
that?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, this is Elvis Presley. I want to say I'm voting for the fly.
Yeah, I'd really like to tell you, Elvis, I'm thrilled.
I'm voting for the fly.
Thrilled to death. Kudos to you, King O Rock and Roll.
How did you... I loved it when you were on the on the floor, and then you were on the ceiling, and you would eat a candy bar.
But, of course, what you really enjoyed was when I prepared my food in that oh-so-gross way.
And, yeah, you would eat it.
That we can't talk about anymore.
You'd eat the candy bar, and then it would come back, and
yes.
You'd eat it again.
Yes, and, of course...
I've done that many times.
When I really went crazy, I did it to people's arms.
Yeah.
Thank you, EAP.
Thank you, JG.
The White House is denying the accusation that it made a secret deal with the Saudis to lower gas prices again just before the election. The accusation came from the new book by reporter Bob Woodward. The White House denies the election deal, but admits it convinced the Saudis to keep the price of oil at below $20 a barrel. Quoting a White House spokesman, they don't want to do anything that would harm our consumers or our economy.
All I know is coming in today was over $2.
Yeah, here it is. National average, $1.81, I think. Fifth week in a row, we set a record.
Hey, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, what's up there, Don?
I'm Elvis.
Oh, hi, Elvis.
Look at my hand. Look at the hole in my hand.
Oh, you got to get some good stuff for that.
I got a hole as big as a quarter of my hand.
That's incredible. You've been digging at that, haven't you?
I have.
That's great.
I should get something good now.
All techniques.
How's my daughter?
She's wonderful. We're going to be going to the store later to buy some Phenamint gum.
I mean, how is she?
Oh, she's 10. On a scale of 10.
Uh-huh.
Best I've ever had.
Mrs. Lisa Fly.
Much better than Gina Davis.
The editor of America's biggest newspaper has resigned because of a scandal. A former star reporter for USA Today made up parts of his big international stories, and that trickled upward to editor Karen Jurgensen, who published a series of stories outlining the lies of 43-year-old Jack.
You lazy wolf.
There you go. I was going to say, he's been doing it for years.
USA Today, that's Rudy Martsky.
No, no, no.
Yes, 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 Rudy.
Jack Kelly resigned back in January. One of his stories made him a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, and it was partly made up as well.
George, George.
Yeah, don't mock that, Rudy.
Finally.
Oh, George.
One of those Las Vegas Elvis impersonators, one of the ones who performs weddings.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Hey, Jeff Goldblum?
Hi there, Elvis Presley.
Who'd you get this chunk of ground beef out of my
window? Yes, of course. That's not ground beef. That is a vegetable, and He's bald.
I'm not feeling well. When I wake up, will you have a cherry pie for me, Fly?
Absolutely, EAP. And call me if your condition worsens.
He's joking.
Let's have guys.
There you go.
Hey, look, a piece of vegetables on the floor.
My pleasure to do the Heimlich maneuver on you.
One of the Vegas Elvis impersonators, one of the guys who does weddings, has just had plastic surgery to make him look at least a little bit more like the king. MTV picked up the bill for its I Want a Famous Face show. 32-year-old Jesse Garon has also posed in Playgirl with his new sneering lip curl. Right after the surgery, his face was bruised, his skin was blue, his chin was bloody, and his lips were swollen.
They look like... am I going to say what you're going to say?
Much the same as Elvis at the end.
I'm sorry, I was reading ahead as well, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm a Don and Mike show.
Call me if this newscast worsens.
All right.
Call me if once again Rob and I, or Mike, happen to jump ahead.
How could I do that?
In your story selection.
You are a mastermind.
We gotta go.
We do.
Yes. We gotta go. And I'm gonna figure out the closing today.
Okay.
I'm gonna figure out what to say before we do it.
Good. Okay.
What are you gonna say?
I never tell you. I never let you know that until the door opens.
Because it's instinct. I want to say something that I've said for years. We can't say that anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understand.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Buzz.
All right.
Good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
You.
Yes.
Get my vinegar.
You got it.
I'm ready. Here we go, the new sign-off.
Yours in Christ.
Keep eating.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.